KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As always, we are loaded for bear. An action-packed program for you on this Mother's Day weekend 2019, right off the top of the show, right off the bat, have to wish Cigar Mother Piera a happy Mother's Day. Love you, Mother. And she is going to be celebrating tomorrow appropriately. And actually, I've got a nice recipe that can be made on the grill for a nice Mother's Day brunch I will share with you. Grilled filet mignon eggs Benedict. Very important food groups. Meat, eggs, and, of course, on the Benedict side of things, some nice hollandaise sauce. So a lovely way to enjoy Mother's Day brunch. We are jammed. The enemies of pleasure are crawling up our tuchuses in record numbers. We will deal with that. Second hour, Cigar Master Series, Ed Lehman of General Cigar, Senior Brand Manager overseeing the Joya de Monterey, the Punch, and the Excalibur portfolio. We will be talking with him about not only the Joya La Amistad Vertical Sampler, that was the April 2019 Officers Club selection, but we'll also talk about some new cigars they have coming out and some of the existing brands, just some great cigars in the Joya de Monterey, the Excalibur, and the Punch portfolio. As always, I extend to you a long ash greeting and salutation, a long ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As I come to you from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City, overseeing a large plethora of incredible spirits and cigars in our large walk-in humidor right across from my studio desk here, we are ready to go. But first up, before I get into some important enemy of pleasure news, new study, according to Medical Daily, staring at women's racks, at women's boobs, help men live longer.
They're called boobs, Ed.
Yes, they are. They are called the fun bags. They are called the pleasure rack. And I'm looking out for your health. Now, we have a majority of our alphas are males. Listeners are males. We have many females as well. But I am here to help promote not only your well-being when it comes to enjoying alpha pleasure maneuvers, but also your lifestyle. And if looking at women's boobs, staring at their boobs, even in this hashtag MeToo movement, means extending your life, making you happy, then I am all for it. It creates a positive mindset in men, according to this study. And this can reduce your blood pressure, improve your heart health, and let's face it, we as alphas, as heterosexual males, and some of you that maybe are in the LGBT ranks. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Maybe you look at a man and say, oh, I get the same feeling as looking at a rack of beautiful, bodacious boobs on a woman. Fine, so be it. But I think it's very important for our health and well-being. So look, especially if you see a hot dame, don't be obvious. I mean, don't like sit there like Mick the Brit does and put his head. Well, Mick can't help it because Mick is what? Sergeant Steve, what's Mick? 4'7", 4'9", something like that. So basically, his eye level is right in the same plane as a woman's boobs, as a woman's rack. He can't help it. But don't be obvious about it. Just subtly look, especially if you've got sunglasses and you're at the beach or you are somewhere where there's a trail of hot dames that are coming by. So live longer, stare at women's racks. But do it discreetly. Be a gentleman about it. All right, we are under attack as never before.
One, the enemies of pleasure are on the attack. The assault is underway. They're after your cigars, sodas, snacks, coffee, meat, and the alpha male way of life. Stand by as the general has our marching orders.
They are also after our bags, not just plastic anymore. They started with plastic bags, but now they want to come for paper bags. Now all of a sudden, we're going to start seeing the enemies of pleasure and the pleasure police, the nanny staters, saying, we have to fight. You've heard of big tobacco, big bags. We got to go after big bags. We're going to go after big meat. We're going to go after big coffee, big cigars. We're going to go after big spirits. And they want to go after big textiles. I will tell you about that. But first, what we need in this country is what Norway has just essentially brought in as their newly appointed health minister. Sylvie Listhaug, lovely blonde, is the new appointed health minister of Norway. Now, of course, she is a conservative, so consequently the liberals, and of course they've got the lib media, the fake news media in Norway as well, going after her. And they're going after her because she has caused what they say is a controversy. What did she say? She said that Norwegian citizens should be allowed to eat meat, smoke, drink as much as they want. She is a populist politician with conservative views. She has conservative immigration views. She wants to basically say, look, we need to limit. We can't just have all these people coming in. Unassimilated immigration. We're seeing that in the United States. We're seeing it all over the place. People coming to this country, not wanting to learn the language, carrying Honduran flags and Mexican flags and other country flags, marching in. I've got a question. If their country is so great and they're so proud to wave their flag as they illegally come into the United States, why are they even coming here? Why are they raising their flag? You come to the United States illegally, first of all, I don't want you. President Trump, earlier this week, while he was in Panama City, somebody, while he said, look, we can't, our border patrol, they can't use weapons, they can't use force, they can't shoot, and someone said, shoot him! And he laughed, and he said, well, only in the panhandle of Florida can you do that, and everybody laughed. And of course, you have these lib politicians going crazy. If someone gets hurt, it'll be all upon President Trump. Lighten up. Frankly, I think we should have force on the border. If you come in here and violate our sovereignty, why shouldn't we have a military or border patrol that are armed and say, look, you come here illegally? Yep, we're going to shoot. How quickly do you think that problem would be solved? And I know people, some of the libs that may listen and say, oh, that is so inhumane. I'm sorry. We have regulations. We have laws. Now, some of our immigration laws are beyond absurd, but we cannot be overrun with illegals. And the health minister, conservative health minister in Norway, she has the same views. She was appointed the new health minister a week ago yesterday. Critics, of course, saying she has little understanding of what public health is. Here's what she had to say. My starting point for this with public health is very simple. I do not plan to be the moral police. I will not tell people how to live their lives, but I intend to help people get information that forms the basis for making choices. What a breath of fresh air. My goodness. Common sense. Why can't we have that here in the United States instead of Mitch Zeller, who's an absolute pleasure police zealot in the FDA's Tobacco Control Department and Division? What a breath of fresh air. I want to repeat that. My starting point for this with public health is very simple. I don't plan to be the moral police and will not tell people how to live their lives, but I intend to help people get information that forms the basis for making choices. She goes on to say, people should be allowed to smoke, drink, and eat as much red meat as they want. You know what? I'm going to have a little tear here. Hold on a second. I'm getting a little emotional here. Oh, my goodness. People eating as much meat as they want. Okay, let me compose myself here. I mean, think about this. A health commissioner that says, yes, let people eat all the damn red meat they want. Yes, I agree. She says the authorities may like to inform, but people know pretty much what is healthy and what is not healthy. I think many smokers feel like pariahs, so they almost feel they have to hide away, and I think that's stupid. Although smoking is not good, because it is harmful, adults have to decide for themselves what they do. She's talking, of course, about cigarette smoking. She says, goes on, the only thing we as governments are to do is to provide information so that people can make informed choices. That is why we should, among other things, devise a tobacco strategy now, which will help prevent young people from starting to smoke and often want to make more adults quit. Mazel tov. Congratulations. Hear, hear. What a breath of fresh air. Common sense. She is 100% correct. The government is not here to tell me what I can and cannot do, especially these nanny staters. The government should say, we're going to provide you the information, and you as an adult can make an informed decision. Now, we know that alcohol in moderation is good for you. In fact, the last week, what I've been doing is I've been on this tequila kick, and I'm going to enjoy a tequila for our libation and litation ceremony in just a few minutes. But I've been taking a little bit of reposado or a little bit of añejo or extra añejo, just pouring maybe a half a shot glass. And we know that alcohol in moderation is good for you. Look at Richard Overton. Richard Overton lived to what? 112 years of age. 112, enjoying a cup of coffee every morning with a tablespoon of whiskey. 112! And he smoked what? 15, 20 cigars a day, the machine-made cigars? The man has something. He's onto something. And he said, look, my father always said, it's good, keeps your muscles nice and loose, the circulatory system going. He's right. So I've been taking just a little half shot glass and sipping just a little bit throughout the course of the evening. Magnificent. But that is what the job of government is. Inform. Say, look, we've got these studies. You make your own decision. We don't need nanny staters to treat us like we are 4 years old. Or we're back in grade school where they're wagging their finger saying, you smoked a cigar, you ate a you go to the principal's office right now. Now, of course, the enemies of pleasure are furious. Norway's Cancer Society Secretary General Ann-Lise Ryle said that her comments were potentially harmful to public health. Many will adhere to what she says. That is to say, public health has been set back many decades. No, what she's saying, what the new Norwegian health minister, Sylvie Lustig, is saying is, look, we're going to arm you with information. You're adults. You make the decision. We'll have information. You want to drink, you want to smoke, you want to eat. If you're armed with that information, so be it. And the fact of the matter is, for many years we've been told, oh, don't eat red meat, it's terrible for you. No, 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 don't eat meat. More carbs is good. Low fat, eat margarine instead of butter's terrible. Oh, we can't have butter from cows. No, no, margarine. And you eat the low-fat foods, the diet foods. And what did we find out? The government, which has been pushing margarine, trans fat, hydrogenated fat, is terrible for you. Butter is fine for you. It's the margarine that's been causing heart attacks and health problems. It's the low-fat food that's loaded with carbs and sugars. They took out fat, which is natural. Our forefathers ate meat. They ate milk. They ate butter. They weren't eating chemically processed foods. I've cut out the chemically processed foods. I've been eating more meat than ever. But all clean foods, butter, meat, seafood, fish, poultry. But I can tell you what I'm not eating, the carbs, not eating the sugars, not eating the loaf, cut it all out. And when I eat a steak and have some healthy vegetables and a little butter, feel great. Olive oil, fine, great. Healthier than ever before. The government has been telling us, eat carbs, low fat, eat margarine, giving everyone heart attacks along the way. Finally, common sense in a country where a health minister says, look, do what you want, but we're going to give you the information. We need that here in the United States. Instead, we have the FDA. These zealots that are at the FDA now creating what I call de facto prohibition. They went after, remember, CVS a few years ago, three, 4 years ago, said we are going to voluntarily stop selling cigarettes and tobacco in our stores. That's fine. That's up to them. I don't have to shop there. Don't shop there. That is fine. Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, other stores said, hey, CVS can do that, but we're not going to follow suit. So what did the FDA do? They launched these supposed undercover inspections where they said, we have found umpteen violations, and you've been selling tobacco to minors. Well, I'd like to see those reports, because as I've stated numerous times, you go into a store, those clerks are trained, got to see ID. Now, if someone has fake ID, I'm sorry, the store can't deal with that. That's not up to the store. Somebody hands an ID, and it looks authentic, unless you want to tap into a government database. There's only so much a store can do. But you go to any store that sells tobacco, there's that big sign with the peel away, either a digital sign or the peel away things that says, if you are born, you can only purchase tobacco if you are born before this date and year. Pretty simple. They follow it. But that wasn't good enough for the Mitch Zeller zealots in the FDA tobacco control division. They went after Walmart. They went after 7-Eleven and Circle K. And Walgreens, and Rite Aid, coming concocting with this nonsense, saying, oh, we found violations. And we saw a few weeks ago, with the start of all these bills that are starting, Mitch McConnell has a bill, because he's in the pocket of Altria and some of the other big cigarette tobacco companies. They want to raise the age to 21, because they purchased these big stakes in these vaping companies. And they want to protect their investments. So they're like, oh, yeah, fine. No, raise it to 21. That's great. So what happened? Now, all of a sudden, there's this talk about raising the tobacco buying age to 21. De facto prohibition. In Hawaii, we're seeing they want to raise it to 100, which is ridiculous. That is prohibition. So there were pressure on all these stores. So what did they do? They started rolling over. Walgreens said, okay, we will raise the minimum age that we sell tobacco products to people from 18 to 21. Rite Aid followed suit. Walmart this week said Wednesday they are going to raise the minimum age to buy tobacco products and e-cigarettes to 21 amid growing pressure from regulators to cut tobacco sales and use among minors. They also said they will stop selling fruit and dessert flavored e-cigarettes, which critics say can hook teenagers on vaping. The effect will take place, the rules will take place in effect, starting in July, at all of their 5,300 stores, including their Sam's Club warehouse locations. De facto prohibition. We are seeing it. There's a product that these government bureaucrats don't like, don't care for. They target it, make it a crisis, and then they ban it. Plastic bags. We're seeing a plastic bag hysteria across the country. Everywhere you go, plastic bags are terrible. It's causing all this pollution in the oceans because some kid that did a high school or a grade school project said, oh, there's millions of pounds every day washing up ashore, and we're seeing it in the bellies of all these animals. It's BS. It's fabricated. Same thing with climate change. You have a group. Remember, you have politicians that want to create crises. Now we've got a constitutional crisis, according to the Democrats. Big constitutional crisis. they're creating these faux crises because they want to create hysteria, because there's a product or something they don't like. They don't like President Trump. Now, all of a sudden, we've got a huge constitutional crisis. There's no constitutional crisis. The president hasn't unilaterally disobeyed any court orders. He hasn't enacted any laws without the vote of the House or the Senate. Nothing of the sort has taken place. Nothing. But, oh, we got a constitutional crisis over the attorney general not wanting to appear. Why? Because he doesn't want to violate the law by releasing grand jury testimony, which is prohibited under federal law. So it is absolutely incredible to me. So what we are seeing now are crises, faux crises that are being created. Never fails. It is really, to me, almost unbelievable that people are stupid and gullible enough to believe all these fake crises. Plastic bags, huge problem. New Jersey. In last August, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a Texocrat, vetoed a bill that would have imposed a 5-cent fee on both paper and plastic bags, saying the legislation didn't go far enough to protect the environment. So what happened? A new bill was created in the legislature that would ban food service businesses and other retailers who have stores larger than 1,000 square feet from providing their customers with plastic bags and ban plastic straws. Fines from $500 to $5,000. The bill passed one Senate committee back in September, but has stalled since. But last week, Senator Bob Smith, Texocrat, one of the bill's sponsors, said he's going to amend the bill to ban the same stores from not only handing out plastic bags and plastic straws, but handing out paper bags too. Now, what was the big argument with plastic bags? We can't recycle them. It takes thousands of years to break down. And they're getting into the environment, and they're getting into the mouths of all the seafood and whales and sharks. Okay, load of BS. But their big thing was, it's not biodegradable. It's not environmentally friendly. Well, bags are. Paper bags can be recycled. Most paper bags that are sold today are made of recycled paper. Ah, that's not good enough either. Again, they want to create a faux crisis. First, it's plastic. Then these people don't want any bags being handed out, so now they're going after paper bags as well. Any single-use bag, plastic or paper. But here's what's interesting. A recent study of plastic bag bans in California found the policy, while reducing plastic bag consumption overall, led to a 120% spike in the purchase of smaller garbage bags. Like those white kitchen trash bags, people were using those when they went to the supermarket to shop. I mean, it is so ridiculous. Next, they're going to ban use of cardboard boxes that you get at Costco or Sam's Club. This is the height of nanny statism. It is all about creating a faux crisis. I'll continue around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Perdomo Habano Reserve Bourbon Barrel Aged Vertical Sampler, including the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Connecticut. This medium-bodied Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper offers a rich, creamy smoke with a buttery, smooth finish. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant is partnered with Haven Humane Society for Second Tuesday Dining.
That's great. So I can get my Chinese food fixed and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, June 11th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At the Cigar Dave Show, there are several things we really like in a Washington bureaucrat. Embalming fluid? A wooden stake through the heart? Well, I guess after those two things, you really don't need the rest.
The enemies of pleasure, they want our cigars. They want our spirit. They want our steaks. They want our bags. They want our coffee. And now they want our textiles. Just when you think it can't get any worse, leave it to an enemy of pleasure to, again, cause a faux crisis. That's what they do. They create something and let it snowballs. And people believe it when you tell. Here's the reality. We as alphas, we are the elite. We are the smarter of all Americans and smarter people of the world. Wussified betas, not very bright. They're very gullible. Thus betas. They can be led around, like I'll put a little leash on the betas and walk them around. Here's what you have to realize. a great percentage of people on this planet are stupid. They're not smart. They don't think. They have no common sense. It may sound harsh, but that's true. That's good for all of us that are alphas because it allows us to win even further, continue to win. I mean, when you are dealing in a negotiation with a wussified beta, someone that's not smart, I'll take that negotiation every time. It's sport. You can screw around with them. It's great because you just size them right up. And you say, this is going to be fun. This is not going to last very long. So what happens? You have people, primarily the libs, the progressives, the Dems, that don't think for themselves. So therefore, they let the party leadership or others guide them like a little dog on a leash. So if somebody tells them that the earth is flat, they will believe it. And if you say it enough, continuously, and create a crisis about it, they will believe you even more. So if you say the earth is flat, the earth is flat, the earth is flat, you have to believe it. The earth is flat. Just like this climate change. Climatic records have only been kept for, what, 150 years? Maybe less? The earth has been around millions of years. So how can you take a small snippet and say, oh, man is causing global warming or climate change. Look at all the hurricanes we're having. Look at the volcano. Excuse me. Some of the worst hurricanes on record were before we had cars, before the Industrial Revolution took place in the early 1900s. But yet they fail to mention that. But what happens? You have people that are not intelligent, not intellectual, lack common sense, like dumb lemmings saying, yeah, yeah, we got climate change. Yeah, I heard it. That's what they said. That's what the expert, Al Gore, said. We got to believe it. And when you have all these people regurgitating it ad infinitum, big word for the libs that are out there, look it up in the dictionary. But when you have these people that are just continually saying, climate change, climate, we got to do something. The earth is going to be gone in 10 years. Everyone panics. Create a fake crisis. The same thing with all the products that I've talked about. Cigars, spirits, steak. What do they say about steak? Oh, we can't eat meat anymore. It's a global crisis because why? The cows and the farming procedures increase the carbon emissions, methane and other carbon emissions. When you take the tractor, carbon emissions, it's contributing to climate change. That's the first thing they say. Then they come up with another excuse saying, but when you cook it on a grill, the smoke that's being released from the charcoal or the natural gas also adding to. So it's never about the meat. It's always about something else. Oh, it's the climate change. Can't eat meat because of the climate change. The reality is these whack job, wackadoodle, nutcase, Michigan vegans aren't satisfied just being vegans themselves. If somebody wants to be a vegan, I say, hey, you want to lead a miserable, pathetic life? Be my guest. No problem. But what happens is it's not good enough for vegans just to eat a vegan diet. Now they have to pontificate that diet to everyone else and wag their finger and call you out because you are not following their diet protocol. If you don't want to eat meat, fine. You don't want to eat chicken or seafood, fine. But then don't come after me because I want to enjoy it. And then come after me with cockamamie climate change excuses. And here's the next target, textiles. Our clothes are now a target. First they went after the plastic bottles. They went after the straws, the grocery bags, not just the plastic bags, the paper bags. And now they're going after our clothes. Synthetic fabrics such as polyester and nylon are constructed from thin plastic fibers. They are man-made. Now, I am wearing a Peter Millar shirt right now that is, I think, 95% polyester and like 5% rayon or nylon, something along those lines. It is a nice, light, comfortable golf-type shirt. Three buttons at the top with a collar. It's a very comfortable shirt. very stylish, nice moisture wicking. What I love about these shirts, you can travel with these. You put them, you don't have to take them to the dry cleaner. You put them in the wash, you hang dry them, boom, they look brand new. They're comfortable, they look great, they wear great. You get a stain on them, no problem, you can get it off, although I do wear my bib repelling stain device, my BRSD that I always travel with, but every so often you get a stain on there. But it is a comfortable shirt, moisture wicking. Don't come after my comfortable shirts. I gave up wearing the cotton shirts. These are far more comfortable, lightweight, especially in the hot, humid Florida summers. But these fabrics, these man-made fabrics, polyester nylon, they're durable, cheap to make, very water resistant, nice wicking. You see people wearing them when they work out. You see pullovers and fleece tops that are made of them. But now they're saying the tiny bits of plastic pose an environmental challenge because microfibers shed off of clothing when they are washed and they end up in the ocean where they can be ingested by fish and other seafood that humans eat. They're now calling it microplastic pollution. So first we had microaggression that was contrived. Oh, I'm being microaggressed. You're saying something I disagree with. I am being microaggressed upon. Now we've got microplastic pollution. More micro BS is what it is. And they're saying there's microfibers everywhere. They're being found in the North Pole, in Antarctica, top of mountains, the bottom of the ocean. We must do something about it. And researchers in England estimate that 700,000 microfibers could be released in a single load of laundry, roughly equivalent to the surface area of a pack of gum. Again, is this scientifically proven? No. But again, doesn't need to be. Why? Because they pick a target and they start demonizing it. And they tell people how bad it is over and over, infinitum, ad nauseum, and the morons on the planet, the dumb lemmings, start shaking their head going, yeah, we've got to do something about it. I've heard about it. It's terrible. Can't wear that anymore. And then when you switch to wearing cotton, they'll say, wait a minute, cotton is not good because when you have to harvest cotton, you need tractors which emit carbon emissions. Therefore, you're contributing to the climactic change going on in the environment. Nothing will ever satisfy these people. You have to remember, the nanny staters, the enemies of pleasure, the people that are the ones going after plastic bags, our synthetic textiles and shirts, our coffee, our cups, our cigars, our steaks, our spirits. They are miserable people to begin with. They're unhappy. They are miserable. The only enjoyment they receive is by inflicting misery upon others. That is fact. And we need to stand up and say, enough is enough. Shove it. Stop. But we don't have those people, except me and other people in the media, that are saying this. The problem is we have more stupid people on this planet than we do smart people. And they are gullible. When you hear presidential candidates saying, you're going to get everything free. Free college, free steak, free boob jobs, free health insurance, everything. As Bernard Sanders would say, everything is free. In fact, you want a haircut? Go to my barber. It's free. You want free Ben & Jerry's? Free. Cars? Free. Gas? Free. Everything is free. And what did our parents tell us from the time we were little toddlers? Money doesn't grow on trees, and there is no such thing as a free lunch. However, the dumb lemmings who listen to these political clowns and these bureaucrats believe it. But we have to stand up and say enough is enough. And remember, most of these people that are pontificating and preaching against plastic or paper or climactic change, they have a hidden agenda. It is called their bank account. Al Gore has made millions off his nonsensical prediction that the Earth has the flu and we're going to have coastlines that are going to be overrun because of all the global warming. But yet, here we are, 20 years later after his supposed dire predictions. Here we are. Still living fine after all these predictions that we're going to have incredible climactic changes, that if we don't do anything, we'll be gone. And yet we're all still here. The oceans haven't spilled over to the coasts. The Earth hasn't, the continental shelf hasn't split in two. Hasn't happened. Has not happened yet. Those people are the ones that enrich themselves. Al Gore made millions. All these other people, you need to be vegan. Vegan, vegan, vegan. Guarantee there's a hidden agenda. They're enriching themselves at the expense of our freedom. This country was founded on personal liberties, personal choice, and personal freedom. And what I get really, what I always find to be quite the Hippocratic dichotomy is that, and again, this is not a political statement one way or the other, but the same people that say women should have the right to choose what they do with their bodies, again, not to saying whether they should or shouldn't, that's not the point of the conversation, are the same people that saying we shouldn't have the right to choose whether we want to enjoy meat, steak, hot dogs, cigars, spirits, chicken, coffee, whatever. These are the same people that are saying we believe in
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to cigarrights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, cigarrights.org.
As cigar connoisseurs, we love going to our cigar retailer, walking into the humidor, checking out the sights, the aromas, seeing what's new in the world of cigars. Well, I've got a great way that you can get three magnificent cigars shipped to you every month without leaving your home or your office. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you will get three fantastic cigars shipped to you. For May 2019, we're featuring the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Cigars, a vertical sampler of their Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Connecticut, Sungrown, and Maduro. Nick Perdomo has taken the combination of bourbon and cigars to the next level. Six-year-old wrapper leaves, charred oak barrels, they're aged for 6 to 14 months. The results are spectacular. Even though the filler blend of Nicaraguan tobaccos is the same across all three cigars, the wrapper gives it a slightly different taste. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get three great cigars delivered to you every month. Go to CigarDave.com and join now.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. the general resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
For our Cigar Masters series, next hour we'll be joined by Ed Lehman, the Senior Brand Manager for General Cigar, overseeing their HATSA portfolio, which is Honduran American Tobacco. The former Villazon end of operations, including Hoya de Monterey, Punch, Excalibur. So for his appearance, I wanted to go a little retro. One of the great cigars that was launched back around 1992, 93 by Frank Yaneza, the man behind Villazon for many years, got to know him, legend in the world of cigars. Nobody works cigar tobaccos better than the great Frank Yaneza. Wonderful guy. Taught me a lot, actually, on my visits with him at the factory, smoking a Punch Royal Coronation with him in his office. But one of my favorite cigars, the Hoya de Monterey Excalibur. Magnificent. Comes in two different wrappers, the EMS English Market Selection, which is a Connecticut shade, and a Maduro, a Connecticut Broadleaf. I've pulled out a Hoya de Monterey Excalibur No. 1 Presidente. This is a big cigar. Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper. Connecticut shade binder. Honduran, Nicaraguan, and Dominican filler. It is phenomenal. The size on this particular cigar is pretty mammoth cigar. 7 1/4 inches in length, 54 ring gauge. You could call that a Churchill, a Presidente. Beautiful cigar. About $7 suggested retail. One of these cigars that, with all the new brands that have been introduced over the years, you tend to forget about some of these classic brands. So I'm going to enjoy the Hoya de Monterey Excalibur No. 1 English Market Selection, the No. 1 Maduro. After a big steak dinner or a spicy Cajun dinner, perfect. Great accompaniment. But the Excalibur EMS that I have selected is smooth. It's creamy, tasty, not overpowering, just a perfect balance. And it's going to go wonderfully with my tequila that I'm going to enjoy today. But I suggest, if you have not had an Excalibur in many years or never had an Excalibur, pick one of these up. $7, can't go wrong. Delicious cigar.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
From the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, the guys with the white lab coats, pocket protectors, they just gave me a new real mini. It's almost, it's very slick, it's very small, very, very thin. They call it the waif, for the wafer. This is the Cigar Dave R&D wafer lighter. It's got two flames that come off the side, but it almost looks very thin. Can only get maybe two litations out of this lighter because the tank is very small. But that's what I will use today. Give this thing a try.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. Oh, this cigar, I'll tell you, this Excalibur pig cigar. 7 1/4 inches, 54 ring gauge. I will toast the foot of the stick. Magnificent. Connecticut wrapper, Connecticut Shade wrapper, Connecticut Shade binder. So you know it's going to have some nice notes of sweetness. Nice filler blend gives it a little bit of body. Let me puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Great draw. Long cigar. Very nice. A little bit more puffing action here. Taking my time, no rush. And I get the first few wafts of that aroma around my nose. Magnificent. Heavenly. Blow on the foot of the cigar. Perfect light. Take a few puffs. Outstanding. Even my canine protector and security detail, puppy canine, Royal Baron, Pendragon's Royal Baron, has just come up next to me. He wants to get a whiff of this cigar. It's so good. Outstanding. We continue.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, last week, as you know, we sampled, I don't know, 27, 28 different tequilas for Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. And I've got to tell you, one of them that was one of my five-star selections was the Suerte Extra Añejo Tequila. Made with 100% Tahona crushed agaves, the tequilas are double distilled, first in stainless steel vats, then a copper still. Takes 17 hours to complete. Then it's a single barrel release, aged for 7 years in charred American white oak whiskey barrels. 40% alcohol by volume, so 80 proof. And this is incredibly smooth. I mean, 100% Blue Weber agave, which is the creme de la creme. And just ultra-aged, fantastic. Just going to pour a little bit of this. Wow. Man, incredible. Just beautiful notes on the nose. I tell you, I could just sit here and just sniff this all show long. It is that smooth and that sweet. Just absolutely magnificent. I think it's going to run you about, I think we said this, about $45-$50 a bottle, but nice maple notes on the nose. Let me say cheers here. Take a sip. Very, very pleasant. Very nice. Lovely. Nice warmth, approachable, no bite. Also love the Suerte Reposado, $36. Very, very nice. Now, before we go, here's a suggestion for Mother's Day tomorrow. On the grill, make for your mom, your wife, sister, whatever. Grilled filet mignon eggs Benedict. Filet mignon, some nice eggs. Got some nice hollandaise sauce. Do it all on the grill, 100%. We're posting the recipe at CigarDave.com and on social media. Combines three very important food groups. Meat, eggs, and hollandaise sauce. Can't go wrong. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. Cigar Master Series comes your way next.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Primary election, State Senator Dan Bishop of Charlotte is leading contender among 10 candidates. He's best known as the architect of the state's so-called bathroom bill 3 years ago. Virtually alone on the political calendar this year, the election likely is drawing national attention. Vice President Mike Pence delivered the commencement address at Liberty University this morning, telling the class of 2019 it's a perfect time to find a job.
You picked a great time to graduate because after 2 years of the leadership of President Donald Trump, jobs are coming back and America is back. You are entering a growing American economy.
Mr. Pence gave credit to parents and loved ones of the graduates for their contributions in helping students get it done. A potential deal to sell a shuttered General Motors plant in Lordstown, Ohio, still leaving the factory's future up in the air. One reason is the buyers looking at the site as an electric vehicle maker with about 100 employees and serious financial concerns. Production at Lordstown ended in March as part of a major restructuring for GM. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hong Kong's Legislative Assembly descended into chaos Saturday as lawmakers for and against controversial amendments to the territory's extradition law clashed, and did they ever, over access to the chamber.
At least one person was taken from the chamber on a gurney following the melee in which legislators grappled with each other on the floor and amid seats and tables. The amendments have been widely criticized as eroding the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's legal independence by making it easier to send criminal suspects to mainland China, where they could face vague national security charges and unfair trials. Patrick Foss reporting.
Yemen's Houthi rebels today began a long-delayed withdrawal of forces from the port facility in the key city of Hodeidah. The group says following the terms of a December ceasefire aimed at alleviating the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us about aspirin for COPD.
Surveys of nearly 2,000 people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, found that taking a daily aspirin was associated with fewer attacks, less shortness of breath, better quality of life, and better survival, independent of any other treatment. If you have COPD, ask your health care provider about aspirin. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said his office is preparing to impose tariffs on the $300 billion in Chinese products that are not already facing import taxes, another escalation in Washington's dispute with Beijing. The two sides met in Washington Friday, but the talks ended without an agreement. If additional tariffs are sought, the U.S. government will have to get public comment before it can target any more Chinese goods. You can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying my Hoya de Monterey Excalibur. And I told you earlier on in the show there is a very important reason that I decided that the Excalibur would be my litation cigar today. First of all, it's a fabulous cigar going way, way back. It's an oldie but goodie. You can never go wrong with it. Yes, there's tons of new brands that have come out, but sometimes the classics are still classics. And the Hoya de Monterey Excalibur fits that bill. Important reason, that's the first. But the second, in just a few moments, we'll be joined by Ed Lehman, the senior brand manager for General Cigar, overseeing their Hatsa, their Honduran-American tobacco brands, the Hoya de Monterey, Excalibur Punch. And as I enjoy this cigar and a sip of my Suerte Extra Añejo tequila, life is good in Command Center Alpha. All right, without any further delay, it is my pleasure to first up introduce for our Cigar Masters series, our Cigar Masters segment, Ed Lehman, who joins us from Richmond. Sergeant Steve, hit the liner.
The latest news in the world of cigars from those who produce the sticks. It's the Cigar Masters series, only on the Cigar Dave Show.
And I should probably speak like Jim Nance from the tower at the 18th hole as we introduce Ed Lehman, just like being at the Masters. Ed, I'm going to speak slowly and quietly to give you the deference that you deserve, being a very important cog in the General Cigar Wheel, celebrating the Cigar Masters series. Did you like that intro, especially with the music, the liner? It just fits nicely.
Dave, I loved it. I'm very happy to be with you guys. I didn't know there was going to be tequila, you know, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but maybe I can make a quick text to get my Añejo here as well. You know, but very happy to be here with you guys, Dave.
Well, it's great to have you. And last week we conducted Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. We sampled, I think, 28 or 29 different tequilas. And this Suerte Extra Añejo, which is a relatively new brand, phenomenal, reasonably priced, one of my five-star selections from all the tequilas we tasted last week, goes perfectly with the Excalibur. So when I see you at the IPCPR Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas the end of June, you and I are going to light up an Excalibur, and I will buy you a round of Suerte Extra Añejo at the Venetian or the Palazzo Bar. Whichever bar is happening at the time, we'll do it.
I love it, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right, first up, want to also say a big hello to your father, Jan Lehman, who lives in Greenville, big Cigar Dave Show fan, a lieutenant in the Alpha Army. I remember last year I had to do a little recording for you in the General Cigar booth, and how's your dad doing?
He's doing fantastic, Dave. Thanks for asking. I told him that I was going to be on with you this morning, you know, and through the text there was a hint of jealousy that you know, like I get to spend the quality time with you guys. But yes, he's been listening to your show for a while now. Very excited that I get the opportunity to speak with you and everybody involved. So a big shout out to him in Greenville. Hope he's doing well.
Outstanding. Ed, let's talk about your background. I think you've been with General, 5, 6, 7 years, something along those lines?
Well, funny enough, Dave, so I've been with General Cigar since 2006.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long.
It's been a long time. You know, it's as soon as General Cigar moved down from North Carolina, from New York City to Virginia, That's really when I popped on board. I'm very fortunate to, get this job. I was coming out of grad school, had a passion for, believe it or not, advertising. Spent a lot of money to get a degree in advertising, but realized that, the creative ideas really come from the client. And so I spent a lot of time trying to get into various client roles. But as a 26-year-old kid, in 2006, it's very hard. Luckily for me, I was working in between my first and second year of grad school with a fellow that I became close with, and he actually moved up to New York to be the in-house creative director for General Cigar before they moved. And so, funny stories, I was calling him and seeing how he was. And he's like, Ed, you're not going to believe this. General Cigar is moving back down to Richmond. I said, oh, that's great. Brad, are you coming too? He's like, no, I hate Richmond. I'm going to stay in New York. I said, okay.
Right.
Give me all of your contacts because this sounds very interesting, very exciting. I didn't know much about cigars then, but there was just something that drew me to wanting to reach out to them because, as you know, Dave, not a lot of people from New York City would want to come down to Richmond, Virginia. So I knew that there was going to be openings. So the tenacity that I possessed at the time, I reached out to Brad for over a year and a half. Contacting people like Cooper Gardner and Bill Chilian,
sure.
Just saying, hey, listen, I'm interested in this. I know that there's going to be a need, keep me in consideration. And so for a year and a half, I would make things out of cigar boxes. I'd send them portfolios and resumes, articles, to the point when they finally moved down, they're like, Ed, listen, we don't know whether to call the cops or hire you on the spot. So luckily they hired me on the spot, and the rest is history. So, well over a decade into tobacco, I did step away for a few years to go work with Altria from 14 to 16. So really good experience there. But in early 2017, I popped back to General Cigar, and it was a whole new era of Scandinavian Tobacco Group and General Cigar. I've been fortunate, if you'll say that, to see the generational aspect of General Cigar as a company, moving from the Daniel Nunez era to the Dan Carr era to the Regis era. So I have seen General Cigar sort of evolve throughout the years, and I think we're poised for very, very great things moving forward. Even with some uncertainties on the horizon with FDA and other regulations, we're really poised to move. We've got some really good energy. We're really focusing on the brands, I think, the way that we should. And it's really, driven by the hobby and the passion that cigar consumers have, and us sort of watching the evolution of the cigar consumer. For an example, you talked about Excalibur. Excalibur being around since about 1992, really tied to Hoyt of Monterey and Frankie
right.
Neza.
Frankie Neza, great guy, a master with working with tobacco.
Oh my God, Dave, I'm sure you have, but with me being the brand manager for Hoyt of Monterey, really looking at the history of how that brand was brought over from Cuba to Central America. Frankie Neza and Danny Blumenthal and all those guys were truly pioneers, and I'm gonna stand by this statement for all of your listeners. Without Frankie Neza, you know, the Central American cigar culture would not be what it is today. They were the ones that trailblazed Honduras and Nicaragua with all the patriarchal growing families in Nicaragua. They brought the seeds over from Cuba. They had the foresight to plant that tobacco and create that culture there before the Cuban embargo even happened.
A close collaboration between the Oliva family, not yes. Oliva Cigar, but the Oliva Tobacco family here in Tampa. Angel Oliva Sr., who was very, very close with Frank, and they actually worked on that together. And you hit it right on the head. Nobody wanted to go down to Honduras or Nicaragua at the time. They were in third world. They were fifth world. But Frank did, and so did Angel Oliva, and the rest is history. But nobody could take average tobacco and turn it into absolute gold like Frank Yaneza. And I will – a great story. I would always go see them. I've known Frank and his daughter Carol and Tino Gonzalez, who was partners with Frank. And when you would walk into their building here in West Tampa, their cigar – the Villazon factory, one time they actually made machine-made cigars. You'd walk into their office, and it was unpretentious. You'd see Frank at one desk, and right by the side there would be Tino at the other desk, and they would always have cigars lined up behind them. And they were always Punch Royal Coronations. And whenever I'd go to see Frank and Tino, I'd walk in, shake their hand. Frank would say, "Sit down." And before I could sit down, he'd say, "You want a cigar?" Before I could answer yes, he'd already be handing me a Punch Royal Coronation from the tube. And they were such unassuming men. And an interesting story about Frank I've got to relay that Carol, his daughter, told me, that they had a worker there that had been there like 10 years. And all the tobacco processing was done in the basement. And Frank spent most of his time in the basement of this big cigar factory, working with the tobacco, checking the tobacco, smelling the tobacco, making sure it was bulked properly. So Carol happens to be talking with this one employee, and Frank walks by and, you know, says good morning. And the lady says, "Carol, I've got a question. Who is that? I see him here all the time." She said, "That's my father. That's Frank Yaneza." She couldn't believe it. There was the president, the co-owner of the company. He was so unassuming that, again, he wasn't the kind of guy that, you know, was in a big, fancy CEO corner office. He loved being around the tobacco. And I think that those seeds that were planted then still remain today. And I know that you have that same passion for the brands as did Frank Yaneza for the tobacco, as well as those great brands.
Agreed. And I truly believe that Frank Yaneza created a Honduran profile, you know, with the creation of Punch and Hoyta Monterey and Sancho Panza, Don Tomas. It truly is unique. You know, Dave, you've seen the progression in our industry go from what's hot in Dominican, you know, to what's hot in Nicaragua, but Honduras often gets overlooked. But it does have a very unique profile, and that was created by Yaneza, blended by Estela Padron. Like, it's incredible. If you peel back the layers of the story of Hatsa and Villazon, it's just incredible. I mean, as a brand manager, I'm looking at my arm, Dave, and I get goosebumps just talking about it, because to be in this industry and to be able to have the opportunity to work on brands that share that story is incredible for me.
Yeah, and Frank was just such an incredible man, just so down to earth, very humble, opinionated, and knew where he stood on things, but just one of the gems in the world of cigars. And, you know, to him, it was all about making great cigars. The tobacco wasn't into the accolades, wasn't into all of that. In fact, there were times when I tried to get him on the show, and literally, you know, he would resist because he's like, "I don't want the publicity." And I finally would tell Carol, "I've got to archive your dad's, you know, history." And we were able to get him on numerous times. And one of my favorite cigars that obviously I'm enjoying today, again, an oldie but goodie, a classic that goes back, I think, like you say, to 1992, somewhere in that area. When I started the show in 1995, the Excalibur, phenomenal cigar, and just incredibly smooth. I've got the number one, which I absolutely love. It's a big cigar, 7 1/4 inch by 54. You know, really, I would consider a Churchill-sized cigar. Just magnificent. The Connecticut Shade wrapper on this is beautiful. It's extremely smooth. This is the kind of cigar that whether you like a full-flavored cigar or a mild-bodied cigar, this is just, the taste profile is fabulous. And sometimes with all the new brands that you've introduced, it gets kind of tossed to the wayside because people forget about it.
It sure does. But that cigar that you're smoking, Dave, is the undisputed king of Honduran cigars. Right, that blend embodies everything that was happening, you know, at that point in time. And you're right, it's not the Drew Estate, it's not the, you know, AJ Fernandez blend, but it is something that if you want to go back to, you know, again, the king of Honduran cigars and experience, you know, what the industry used to taste like and should taste like, you can't go wrong with that Excalibur number one.
Yeah, and the Maduro is magnificent as well.
That's incredible.
I love the number one. But after a great steak dinner, to me, the Hoy de Monterey Excalibur number one Maduro, absolutely magnificent. It really just, it's a tasty cigar. It's a meaty cigar, pardon the pun. But it is, again, smooth with some spice, but you cannot go wrong. And really, again, that Excalibur, it's one of those brands that, you know, Frank created that, to me at the time, was a super premium cigar at a very, very value, reasonable price point.
Agreed. Yeah.
Let's stay in the Excalibur line. While we're here, we may as well stay, because the Excalibur, you've had some nice line extensions. The Excalibur Cameroon with a Cameroon wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Dominican, Honduran, Nicaraguan fillers, little bit spicier, little bit more tooth to the cigar. Again, another cigar that kind of gets lost in the portfolio of all the new launches that you've had the last few years.
You know, that's correct. And you know, if we're staying in the vein, we need to talk about Dark Knight too, because
absolutely,
you know, we have Excalibur, which is the, you know, it has the Claro wrapper and it's got the broadleaf, you know, and then the Cameroon, like you said, has the Cameroon, and then you have the Dark Knight. So all three of these blends, you know, really created to sort of push the envelope, you know, as far as profile was in the day. And you have to understand that the profile that consumers wanted, you know, this really approached the fuller bodied profile of the time. You know, you know, if you smoked it now, you know, compared to the other stuff that's out there, you'll notice that, you know, that it's not as spicy as some of the new stuff. But, you know, like at the time, those cigars were considered very full body because we're talking mid-90s, you know, and so nobody really wanted that spicy Nicaraguan, you know,
right,
feel that you get with the cigars coming out now. But yeah, I mean, the variety of blend and wrapper that we have on the Excalibur line is incredible. But you're right, you know, the Cameroon and Dark Knight especially have been subjected to the glut of cigars being offered into the market. Now, you know, with that said, you've got humidors that have thousands of cigars that are all really good cigars. And the good thing about our industry, you know, is that, you know, most of the people out there are actually making really, really good products, you know, and so we've created a consumer, you know, that is really expecting something new and something bold. So listen, it's just a natural progression that, you know, things like the Dark Knight and the Cameroon, the 1066 would get lost, you know, in the progression and the evolution of our industry.
The thing about those cigars, you know, people want tasty cigars, rich, spicy cigars. What they don't want is a harsh cigar that's going to make
right,
them lightheaded, that's going to just hit on the back of the throat in a very harsh manner. And none of the Excaliburs, whether it's the Dark Knight, the Cameroon, obviously the Excalibur Natural or Excalibur Maduro, none of them hit that point. They're all rich. They're all different. They're all unique. Great price points, by the way, I might add. But they're just very, very smooth. And again, that's the legacy of Frank Yeneza. Everything he made,
yep,
he wanted to be tasty, but not to be harsh in any way.
Correct.
Ed Lehman, the senior brand manager, General Cigar, overseeing the Honduran American tobacco portfolio, the Hoy de Monterey, the Excalibur, the Punch. Let's talk about Hoya La Amistad, a relatively new release. Interesting story there. It was our April 2019 Officers Club selection. And when you said, General, we want to do Hoya La Amistad, a vertical tasting of the gold, the silver, the black, I was ecstatic because that is a full, talk about full-bodied cigars.
Mm.
It's all a full-bodied line, but they're all unique. And that's an interesting collaboration with A.J. Fernandez, one of the young bucks, if you will, in the cigar industry based in Nicaragua.
Sure. Yep. So, you know, Dave, what I gave you is a really good selection of La Amistad. And we collaborated with A.J. Fernandez in 2016 to really start this project. And in 16, we launched La Amistad Gold.
Right.
You know, really great, you know, story. But it was the first time that, you know, Excalibur or La Amistad or Hoyo de Monterrey as a brand got out of Honduras. You know, it was the first time that you know, we had collaborated as a company with somebody outside of our own people. So La Amistad, meaning friendship, it was the perfect sort of segue for Hoyo de Monterrey to sort of reach out, handshake with A.J. Fernandez, you know, very, very, like you said, young buck, you know, but he had a very good eye for blends that were full bodied that really represented Nicaragua coming out of his factory. So at the time it seemed like a very natural progression for us to, you know, collaborate with somebody, that was really known for, you know, full bodied cigars and full bodied experience. Anybody in the industry or outside of the industry that knows General Cigar, you know, we do have, you know, a tremendous portfolio of really great blends, but full body blends, I'd be hard pressed to find, you know, a lot of people that say, oh yeah, General Cigar is known for full body blends. We have them, but we're just really not known for that. You know, whereas A.J. Fernandez, you know, he gave us that credibility not only to collaborate on something really neat, but also sort of approach this profile that our consumers were asking for. Right. So in 2016, La Amistad, we did gold. It's got a beautiful Ecuadorian story. It's got an Ecuadorian Criollo wrapper, Nicaraguan Criollo binder, and then, you know, the Nicaraguan Criollo and Corojo fillers. Right. So it's an all Nicaraguan story. It's got a very tasty seed strain that's very ancient in our industry, you know, the Criollo seed strain. And it's really an exercise in that Criollo strain. You know, in 2017, we launched Silver, and this is really an exercise in Habano. You know, I'm a big fan of Ecuadorian tobaccos. They provide a lot of flavor, whether it's Criollo, Corojo, Habano, Connecticut. You know, they just add a really big depth to that cigar. So in 17, we had the Silver, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan Habano binder, and then that Nicaraguan Habano filler. So a really deep and rich profile, a little bit darker than the gold. And when I was telling my sales force about this, it's like, well, think about, you know, a bourbon and a rye, you know, whereas it's the same process, same beverage, but the grains that are used, the combination of grains when you add that rye typically adds that spiciness. You know, so that's how I feel about the Silver. It has that additional spice, you know, and back of the mouth, back of the throat sort of hit a little bit that you would expect from a fuller body Nicaraguan cigar.
All right, Ed, hold it right there. Our guest, Ed Lehman, Senior Brand Manager, General Cigar, overseeing their Hatsa portfolio, their Hoyo de Monterrey, their Punch Excalibur. We'll continue our Cigar Masters Series conversation with Ed as we continue front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a Perdomo Habano Reserve Bourbon Barrel Aged Vertical Sampler, including the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Maduro. This medium to full-bodied smoke has rich, robust flavors and notes of dark cocoa and roasted coffee. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting it straight from the horse's mouth. More of our Cigar Master Series, only on the Cigar Dave Show.
Ed Lehman, Senior Brand Manager at General Cigar, longtime friend, oversees the HATSA, Honduran-American Tobacco Portfolio of the Hoya de Monterrey, the Punch, the Excalibur, all fantastic cigars, tracing its lineage back to the Villazon days, Villazon with Frank Yanessa and Danny Blumenthal, Tino Gonzalez. And, Ed, we left off at Hoya La Amistad. We talked about the gold and the silver, part of the April 2019 Cigar Dave Officers Club Vertical Sampler. The other cigar that's in them, that's a full-bodied line collaboration with A.J. Fernandez, the Joya La Amistad Black. As I said in the cigar description that we put in the all the samplers, the Joya La Amistad Black is the spicy firecracker of the portfolio. Talk about major bold taste. The La Amistad Black, that's it.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. You know, and when we debuted this at IPCPR, you know, I was smoking the Rothschild, and I was just blown away. You know, it just delivered on everything that we wanted. You know, the strength and the flavor. This is a cigar, you know, very similar to Punch Diablo, where it might be too full for some people, and that's okay. You know, but what we wanted to do with this line is provide you a range of experiences. And, you know, that La Amistad Black really delivers, and amps up that strength. While not being too overpowering, you know, it's just got that really precise balance of flavor and strength. You know, and with the other ones, the silver and the gold with Habano leaf and Criollo, this is really that exercise in Ecuador and Sumatra, right? So we tried to get the wrapper as dark as we could. So we actually claimed that this is an Oscuro wrapper just because of the color shade on that. Sumatra, you know, if you look at other Sumatra leaves, we're able to sort of get that color up to that Rosado or that Colorado, but very rare do you see that shade going past Maduro into the Oscuro world, right? So not saying it can't be done, but, you know, we asked AJ to really amp this up so that he got that Sumatra leaf, a shade of dark, you know, that we were really happy with. It's got a Mexican binder, and it's all Nicaraguan Habano Lajeros, right? So just right off the bat, we've got a recipe that is just built for strength and flavor, right? Really happy with that.
No question about it. What of those three, the gold, the silver, the Joya La Amistad Black, which one is the most popular in terms of selling?
Well, right now, Dave, it's the gold. You know,
so the original.
The gold, yeah, the original is the one that is being approached the most. Silver a little bit less. I actually happen to like the silver blend.
I do, too. I like the silver, that spice with a little mocha-like, almost like a coffee-like hint on it.
Correct. Yeah. And so, you know, with black is really doing some great things for us. But it really has become, now that I've offered, you know, three different extensions of La Amistad with AJ, it really sort of hits just what the consumer's sort of wanting to feel that day or experience that day, you know. And a lot of, you know, the cigar world's, you know, it's a picky bunch of people, right? So that fuller bodied experience, you can see, oh, I got to smoke this after lunch or after dinner, after a big steak, you know, whereas the gold is approachable all day long. You know, the silver is a little bit spicy, but again, approachable all day long. Not saying that all three of them aren't approachable, but, you know, that black, you know, there's a particular time, I think, that the consumer has within their day where they really sort of pick up those fuller bodied cigars.
Now, you made the announcement earlier this week about a new Joya La Amistad, the Dark Sumatra. To a degree, kind of making a comeback, because that Dark Sumatra does exist in the Joya line, but now you're going to be bringing it and making it with A.J. Fernandez of Nicaragua. So talk about the Joya La Amistad Dark Sumatra, that new addition to the lineup.
Yeah, you know, really, really great segue. Really happy to you know, talk about this, right? So when I'm looking at my portfolio, you know, we have a tremendous amount of brands that have seen better days. You know, they were very popular in the 80s or the 90s or the early 2000s. And because there's so much going on, as a result, consumers are just sort of trending elsewhere. So I had Dark Sumatra, really great blend for Joya Monterey. I wanted it to do and be more, you know, and the way that I had it now, you know, it just didn't make sense for me to invest a lot of, you know, creative energy to try to bring back, you know, an old brand like that. So I was like, well, what would be really interesting is if we sort of gave the challenge to AJ, like, all right, AJ, a little bit different than silver, gold, and black. You know, here's the recipe for Dark Sumatra. You know, and we're actually going to make this a La Amistad, you know, extension, right? So use the recipe that we have, But, you know, use your tobaccos, use your methods, use your fermentation, use your factory to sort of create this experience, right? So we're going to delist Dark Sumatra at some point in time and sort of transition to La Amistad Dark Sumatra. But the blend recipe is the same, but it's made by AJ in Nicaragua, right? So we changed the box, you know, and it fits more into the La Amistad line now versus the Hoya de Monterey. We still have that cedar veneer around the cigar to sort of up the premium quality of that and the experience. But the color combinations that we have going, you can look on CA or Half Wheel, that red and black really is going to make it stand apart. Really great, you know, blend experience. Full bodied, of course, because that's what we challenged AJ to do. But here's the broadleaf, and here's, you know, the broadleaf binder, and here's the Honduran, Dominican, and Nicaraguan fillers. But just reinterpreted. You know, we see this happen all the time, whether it's, you know, beverages, you know, spirits or beers or wines, or even chefs, for example, is that they can take, you know, an existing recipe and just add their fingerprint to it and change the whole experience. And that's what you'll find with Dark Sumatra.
Well, I cannot wait to, when I see you at IPCPR, to try that, because I was a big Dark Sumatra, Hoya de Monterey, initial Dark Sumatra fan. Absolutely love that cigar, so I cannot wait to taste AJ's interpretation of that cigar. By the way, what suggested retail on the new AJ Fernandez Hoya de Monterey, or Hoya La Amistad Dark Sumatras? What are we looking at?
You know, we're looking at between, you know, $8 and $9 is where we'll be per cigar. You know, so still within that affordability range, less than $10, really is that threshold. You know, so between, you know, that low eights, to, high eights, low nines is where you'll find Dark Sumatra.
Gotcha. So still reasonably priced cigar. And I love the packaging that you hit at that box. Just the entire look of that La Amistad is excellent. While we're on the subject of talking about the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention, new releases, just hard to believe it's the end of next month, the end of June, a little bit earlier than in previous years, which I know you love because you have about 2.5 less weeks to get ready. But are there any other brands or cigars you're going to be releasing at IPCPR from the HATSA portfolio or General Cigar?
Yeah, we have a few that are coming out. You know, just to spill the beans a little bit for your listeners, I'm also going to launch. It's going to be a limited edition project. Let's see if I remember correctly. I have to go back and look, but I think there's about 1,000 boxes that I want to do. It's under Hoya de Monterey banner. I'm calling it El Torcedor, you know, and the Torcedores are the people that are making your cigars in our factories. And I really wanted it to be, you know, an exercise in, we have, you know, some very talented folks, you know, at our factory making, cigars, whether it's Dominican Republic or Honduras or Nicaragua, you know, and one thing that we talk about often in our industry is the art and craft of this business, you know, and when you really talk about the art and craft, you really are talking about the torcedores that are making these cigars, the bunchers, you know, that are making these bunches, the rollers that are applying the leaf, you know, everybody that touches this cigar, you know, in my mind is a craftsman. So Hoya de Monterey El Torcedor is really an exercise, you know, in just sort of giving back to our factory. And it's not about what I create. It's about what they create, you know. So it's a very beautiful size, one of my favorite sizes, you know. I won't spill too much about the blend, but, you know, it does have an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper on it. It is a Perfecto Figurado size. It's a beautiful box that's cliched and screen printed. Really good experience that I feel like the consumers will have. Price point will be more around the $10 range, but that's what you get with these difficult sizes, you know, and only a handful of these people are making these boxes in our factory. This one in particular will be made in Dominican Republic, just because as STG we share a lot of resources. When you and I first met, Dave, I was working on Macanudo and Partagas and Cohiba, so I do have a soft spot in my heart for all of my folks in the Dominican Republic. So this is a way to sort of use those you know, resources that we have in all of our factories, you know, that are pivotal in sort of developing these blends. But yeah, so Hoya de Monterey, El Torcedor, limited edition. Don't know who's going to get it yet, you know, but it will be at the show for people to buy for their stores, so your consumers can sort of look out for it. Make sure you come by, Dave. I'll give you a sample or two, and we can talk about it a little bit more.
Well, I can tell you, you said you don't know who's going to get it. I can tell you this general is definitely going to get a few for sure. And I always have a great time with you and the rest of the General Cigar folks in your great booth. It's always very hospitable, and I look forward to that. When we come back for our final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show and our Cigar Masters series with Ed Lehman, the Senior Brand Manager, General Cigar, overseeing the Hoya de Monterey Punch and Excalibur portfolios, we'll talk about Hoya de Monterey tradition. That's a great cigar. We'll talk about that. Then we'll get into the Punch lineup, because Punch has been really rebranded, just very modernistic approach to the brand. Great cigars. We'll talk about that as we wrap it up today, right around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Perdomo Habano Reserve Bourbon Barrel Aged Vertical Sampler, including the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Connecticut. This medium-bodied Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper offers a rich, creamy smoke with a buttery, smooth finish. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth.
May is Peace Officers Memorial Month. The Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association would like to recognize the officers who gave their lives in the line of duty. Since May of 1988, a ceremony is held in front of the Shasta County Courthouse to recognize these officers. Also, there is a memorial run consisting of law enforcement officers running 1 mile for each officer who died in the line of duty. The runners pass a baton at each mile. The baton bears the names of each slain officer and the date they died. Over the years, a monument has been dedicated along with the formation of the Peace Officers Coalition. Please join us on Thursday, May 16th at 11 a.m. in front of the Shasta County Courthouse to remember and honor the slain peace officers that have given their lives to serve the North State. This message honoring our officers slain in the line of duty is brought to you by the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association, correctional officers, and district attorney investigators, dedicated men and women who work tirelessly for our community.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. The General gets you the latest cigar intel direct from those producing the cigars. Here's Cigar Dave with more in our Cigar Masters series.
Ed Lehman, Senior Brand Manager, General Cigar, overseeing the Honduran American Tobacco portfolio consisting of Hoy de Monterey, Excalibur, and Punch. Ed, before we move along to Punch, one cigar I want to bring up very briefly, a beautiful stick. The Hoya de Tradition has a beautiful Honduran Hamastron Viso Rosado wrapper. It's just medium-bodied, creamy cigar. Love that cigar. Another hidden gem.
You know, Dave, you're right. It is a hidden gem. You know, and it's out of Hoy de Monterey. It's probably one of the most Cuban-esque brands and blends that we have in the Hoy de Monterey portfolio. You know, like the packaging is very reminiscent of days and past. The blend is, like you said, very medium, but approachable, you know, almost the mellow to medium sort of range. It just has a great experience. There's only like three sizes left, but it's, if you can find it, smoke it, because it truly is a fantastic cigar.
Well, bring a box for me to the IPCPR, because I'll tell you what, we'll add that to the list of cigars we'll enjoy while we have a little tequila. How's that?
Yes, sir. That sounds great.
All right, now let's move along to Punch. That's kind of your baby. The Punch had a total brand refresh, a modernization, if you will, 2 years ago. New packaging, new bands, a couple of new blends. Very, very nice. And the Punch Diablo is a line that you're really giving a lot of love to right now.
Yeah, we're giving a lot of love to it, you know, and very proud of what it's become. You know, it's really lighting the shelves on fire, you know, if you will. But in the same vein as the La Amistad, it is a collaboration project with AJ, because we needed that legitimacy to sort of amp up the strength of what we wanted to sort of accomplish with Diablo. I just extended it, so now it has five sizes. Ranging from, you know, that classic champion size within Punch, the 4.5 by 60, which is tapered, a little fat boy cigar, all the way to a 6.5 by 66 box press cigar, right? So it's got a really great range of flavor or sizes for people that either enjoy a shorter smoke or a larger smoke, but everything in the middle from a Robusto, Toro, and a Gigante sits right in that really enjoyable size range for people. The blend is a Oscuro. It's dark, it's rich, it's mysterious, but it does deliver that spice and that strength that you would expect with something called Diablo. And like I said about the black earlier, Dave, this blend, I don't want anybody to think that, you know, this is for everybody, because, you know, if you don't enjoy full body blends, this might not be for you. Your palate might not be ready for it, but very happy with what we accomplished. Right now it's actually doing really well in retail. People seem to really enjoy it. So I have no regrets about anything with Diablo. It's a really great blend.
That Ecuadorian Sumatra Oscuro is just a beautiful wrapper. Tons of flavor.
It's incredible.
Tons of spice, no question. Let's go to the Punch Classico. Again, when you talk about Punch, this is kind of the original classic line. Can't go wrong with Punch Classico.
You know, it's the same way that we started this segment, Dave. You're smoking the Excalibur number one. You know, and just talk about the history and the heritage that you personally have had with that brand. Well, Punch is no different. Punch has been around a long time. It's the third oldest brand in the category. We started making it at Villazon in the early 60s. It's just been incredible. With Punch Classico, it's got the EMS, it's got the Sumatra wrapper on one of the extensions. It's also got a broadleaf extension and a double broadleaf, which is a broadleaf and a broadleaf binder. The one thing that you know, I've seen and experienced with the Classico line is that I used to think, you know, that it was sort of pigeonholed into this, it's just a good cigar for the money. But what people were expressing was that this is one of the most consistent cigars out in the market, and it happens to be pretty affordable, right? So consistency is the key and the king with Punch Classico. You can't go wrong with that cigar. It's the Goldilocks of cigars. It's not too strong. It's not too soft. It's right in the middle, and it pleases everybody.
I love the Punch Classico EMS in the London Club. 5x40 Corona. It's a classic size. Frank Yaneza loved that size. I love that size. You can't go wrong. Let's move along to the Rare Corojo. That is a cigar that was initially a limited release. It is fabulous when it came out. Huge hit. Is that still a limited release certain times of the year?
You know, we still, it's the same thing with Macanudo Gold Label. We still only roll out Rare Corojo between February and May. You know, so it is the best of the best as far as the wrapper leaves are concerned. We really take our time with it. We open the window in February, you know, and then sort of close that window down in May. But everybody sort of gets their opportunity to get it. It's always been just a driver for us. You know, it has a really good following. You know, the flavor is in line with what I was saying earlier with this Honduran and this Hotza profile that we've created. Just really, really enjoyable smoke. It's not going anywhere. In fact, it's only going to get better as we go back. I'm going to start bringing back, you know, limited edition sizes like we used to do. But it should be in your humidor if it's not.
All right. In 30 seconds, tell me about the Punch Egg Roll. You brought it out around April Fool's, reasonably priced cigar, one size, looked like, you know, a fortune on the back.
Yeah.
Great cigar. Limited. People love that. Medium, mild to medium flavored. Great, great success with that.
Yeah, so 30 seconds. The egg roll, my initial thought, Dave, was honestly to do a fake press release for you guys, you know, just sort of freak you guys out. But I also had a blend in mind, too. So I made it work. I convinced people to let me do something crazy like that. But most importantly, this egg roll, 4.5x50, was I set it at a $4 SRP. And people are like, dude, you need to charge more for that. I'm like, well, listen, I want to get it out in April when people are starting to get out of the snow and the cold, and I want to use it to reward people for being a part of the brand, and people that haven't experienced Punch before, it gives them the opportunity to try. Okay, so that $4 cigar allows you to sort of come out of hibernation and really grab a cigar that is meaningful for you. You don't have to spend $10 on it; you can spend $4. You know, and so it's just basically a reward for people, you know, as a way for me to say thank you for being part of Punch. And if you haven't tried Punch, welcome to the family.
Great cigar. And I have a feeling that may see the light of day another time again. Ed Lehman, the senior brand manager for General Cigar, overseeing the Hotza portfolio, the Honduran American tobacco portfolio of Hoya de Monterey, Punch, Excalibur. Great response, Ed, on the Hoya La Amistad vertical sampler for the April Officers Club selection. I appreciate you coming on for our Cigar Master Series, and I'll see you in Vegas next month.
See you in a couple weeks, Dave. Thank you, and again, it was my pleasure.
All right, that is Ed Lehman of General Cigar. And again, that Hoya La Amistad absolutely went through the roof. It was a phenomenal Officers Club selection, as is our May Officers Club selection, the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Vertical Sampler, a Connecticut sun-grown Maduro wrapper with 6-year-old wrapper leaves that are aged in charred oak bourbon barrels for 6 to 14 months. Phenomenal. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, what the hell are you waiting for? Don't be a putz. Don't be a schmuck. Go to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you great cigars, such as the Hoya La Amistad Vertical Sampler and the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel-Aged Vertical Sampler. All right. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Cigar Dave Show. I know I did. Cigar Dave, the general, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio Show. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Mother's Day tomorrow. I extend a big happy Mother's Day to Cigar Mother Piera. Love you, Mom. Enjoy the day tomorrow.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Campaign members say the Democrat who would present the toughest challenge for him in 2020 is Joe Biden, though they disagree on whether he can win the party's nomination. Former Trump campaign advisor David Bossi thinks he can, but President Trump's old campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, predicts Bernie Sanders will win the nomination. What would the Democrats' dream team be? Former Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California suggests Bernie Sanders and Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. I'm Rita Foley.
There will be an empty seat before a House panel next week.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler announced Friday Special Counsel Robert Mueller will not appear before his panel next week after all. Nadler wanted Mueller to testify on May 15th. The New York Democrats said negotiations continue with Mueller and the Justice Department for his testimony. Nadler also sent a new letter to Attorney General William Barr to signal he is still willing to negotiate over access to Mueller's full report on the Trump-Russia investigation. On Wednesday, the Judiciary Committee voted to hold Barr in contempt of Congress after Barr defied a subpoena for an unredacted version of the report. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China's leading envoy to trade talks in Washington says the failure to strike a deal in the tariffs war with the U.S. was, quote, just a small setback, and he's confident negotiations will continue despite increases in import duties on American imports from China. And nearly 40 million people across the South from Texas into the Carolinas could be in for a rough weekend with the possibility of severe weather through Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Asian Airlines are cutting routes, revamping their schedules, and leasing extra aircraft to try to fill the gaps left by the groundings of Boeing 737 MAX 8s after deadly crashes this year in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people.
So far, carriers have managed to avoid major disruptions, but analysts expect that idling the MAX 8s, a fuel-efficient update of Boeing's popular 737, will crimp growth plans in the near future. As investigations into the crashes continue, Boeing anticipates a $1 billion increase in costs related to the 737 MAX. That will include fixing software implicated in the disasters, adding pilot training, and compensating airlines and families of crash victims.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Simon Armitage has been named the UK's new poet laureate, succeeding Carol Ann Duffy in the 10-year post. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge Friday struck down a Kentucky abortion law that would halt a common second trimester procedure to end pregnancies. The state's pro-life governor immediately vowed to appeal.
U.S. District Judge Joseph H. McKinley Jr. ruled that the 2018 law would create a substantial obstacle to a woman's right to an abortion, violating constitutionally protected privacy rights. Kentucky's only abortion clinic challenged the law right after it was signed by Republican Governor Matt Bevin. The law takes aim at an abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation. The procedure was used in 537 of 3,300 abortions in Kentucky in 2016. The case is part of a bitter legal fight in Kentucky over abortion policy. Patrick Frost reporting.
A 72-hour ceasefire Mother's Day weekend underway in Baltimore, the city hoping for 3 days without a shooting, stabbing, or any other kind of violence. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's a big day. It's hard to do the show, and I got great topics, and I got some live stuff breaking while we're going through. The House Judiciary Committee is now speaking about what the president has just done to exert executive privilege to stop what should be contempt charges against his attorney general. And now each and every one of the members, I think, are choosing to speak and sound off. Not to the surprise of almost no one, Jim Jordan is the best, the clearest, the one speaking without notes and certainly with passion about what is exactly at stake. And he just feels like I do. I'm just amazed how little interest Democrats have on what the FBI and CIA did or didn't do. I'll just be fair and balanced, did or didn't do in 2016. Because I got news for you. What Jim Jordan just said, I'm always reminded of. The intelligence community, if you defy them, has 6 ways to Sunday to get even with you. That's the quote from Senator Schumer. And man, did they go out of their way seemingly to get even with the president. Although it's being looked at now in a way I think they never anticipated. As James Comey's on some type of offensive. Does he know his book isn't even out, not even his paperback? As he goes on CBS, a town hall on CNN, a column in the New York Times. As Kevin Brock writes, his former assistant director of intelligence at the FBI, Comey's in trouble, and he knows it, he writes in The Hill. Byron York will be with us shortly. Bernie and Sid, one of the finest morning teams in all of radio, will be joining us shortly as well. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move. Big Three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The bottom line is China will take advantage of us decade in, decade out, unless we're strong with them. That's what we have to do, and it will help America in the long run.
That is Senator Schumer, who's standing by the president. We're in a China deadlock when it comes to this massive trade deal. A rare note of unity in our nation's capital. Stay strong, Mr. President. The message seems to be they've got your back.
Number two.
Will your committee move forward with a contempt vote?
Absolutely. We have no choice. They made it twice as necessary to proceed with this contempt because you cannot have a government in which the president can conceal all information about his own wrongdoing and about anything else.
There you go. Jerry Nadler is in the middle of right now. Everybody sounding off, preparing to vote on contempt charges against the attorney general. You subpoena me, I'll block you. Attorney General Jerry Nadler exchanged legal fisticuffs, and we'll bring you the latest. And spying didn't spy. Turns out James Clapper admits there was spying, and James Comey thinks it's folly. And Christopher Wray, for now, if you read between the lines, is kind of split in both.
Number one.
The microprotection program allowing us to have these migrants go back to Mexico to wait for their asylum hearings, to allow local officials to do the job that's necessary in these sanctuary cities, this is a game changer.
There you go. Brandon Judd commenting about the immigration emergency. And you know he is head of the Border Patrol Union. Finally, the president gets some help from the 9th District Court of Appeals. In favor of the president, they rule allowing the administration to send asylum seekers to Mexico while they wait for their status to be adjudicated. This is reps meet to hash out a border game plan. Will the Dems get in the game? We'll discuss it. First off, let's bring in Byron York. Byron York is chief political correspondent of the Washington Examiner. Byron, I'm just watching these proceedings this morning with the House Judiciary Committee, with the president looking to exert executive privilege, preventing the attorney general from handing out underlying documents. They're now debating about redactions in a report that's almost thoroughly unredacted. What's going on here, really?
Well, I think what's going on is Democrats are trying to get everything they can, wring every bit out of the Mueller report. And the thing is that we've known now since March 24th, when the Attorney General released his, quote, summary of the principal conclusions, that he concluded, that Mueller concluded there was, the evidence didn't establish collusion, and he didn't make a decision about obstruction. And things haven't changed since then. We know all of that. So the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee, and they control the committee, are using really what appears to be a fairly minor detail to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
Yeah, it's just bizarre, because is this the fight, as Jake Tapper even said, is this the hill you want to die on, really?
Yeah, I mean, what it is, you know that the Justice Department redacted parts of the report, and they did it because either the material was classified or because it was part of an ongoing criminal matter or because it was from a grand jury. Now, you know, there's a law that prevents the Justice Department from revealing the product of a grand jury. Okay, so what happened is Mueller said to Gerald Nadler and some other top people in the House, look, we will uncover, unredact everything except that small part that's about the grand jury, because that's against the law, but we'll unredact everything else, and you come over and look at it. Come over to the Justice Department, look at the report, and see what you think. Well, Doug Collins, who's the ranking Republican on the committee, did go over there, and he said, well, I've seen, 99% of the Mueller report, and it doesn't change anything. Seeing these unredacted parts doesn't change anything. Well, Nadler and Democrats refused to go over and look at the report. Instead, they issued a subpoena for the whole report. Now, I don't know how they proposed to release the grand jury parts, because that really is against the law. But anyway, they've done the subpoena, and now Barr said, of course, no, not going to give it to you. So now we're going to have a contempt vote, which, by the way, has to go to the whole House. And then the whole House could well hold the Attorney General in contempt.
And then what?
Nothing. I mean, you remember when Eric Holder was held in contempt? I mean, the Republican House held Eric Holder, who was the Attorney General at the time, in contempt over documents over Fast and Furious. They weren't turning over much. And so they held him in contempt, and nothing happened. They still didn't turn over the documents.
So Jim Jordan.
I'm sorry, but that's kind of probably what's going to happen here.
Jim Jordan just spoke on this, on Bill Barr, on contempt, and what he thinks is really going on. Let's look.
Bill Barr is following the law, and what's his reward? Democrats are going to hold him in contempt. I don't think today is actually about getting information. I don't think it's about getting the unredacted Mueller report. I don't think last week's hearing was actually about having staff question the Attorney General. I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr, because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place.
Well, at least we know he's not afraid to do it, where Jeff Sessions, I don't know where he was for a year and a half. Does Jim Jordan have a point?
Well, that is the Jim Jordan theory about this, and I'm not saying it's wrong or it's right. I don't know the Democrats' motivation in this, other than they're doing everything they can to keep the pressure on to attack the president from all possible fronts. So as you know, during the entire Russia matter, the reporting and the public discussion has had an element of, well, yeah, what we know is bad, but the bad stuff's still hidden. We're going to find out some really bad stuff. When Mueller issues his report, that's when we'll find out. There's going to be more indictments. We'll find out all the juicy stuff. Well, Mueller has issued his report, and we all know what's in it. And I think the Democrats are still trying this, you know, there's something terrible hidden, and we've got to discover it, and why is the president trying to keep it a secret? So I think they're still kind of playing that game.
And you said it was kind of dumb last night when it comes to trying to get this unredacted stuff done. It's just a weird thing to fight on. And so I'm fascinated by the fact that James Comey feels as though he has to go on a publicity tour. I never remember an FBI director even wanting one camera on-camera interview. This guy lives for it. Listen to what he said yesterday, and I want to get your take on what you think he's really up to. Here he is on CBS This Morning, and he says he was talking about the FBI spying and not spying. Cut 25.
The Attorney General says he believes spying occurred in looking after the president's then campaign. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. The FBI doesn't spy. The FBI investigates. We investigated a very serious allegation that Americans might be hooked up with the Russian effort to attack our democracy. The Republicans need to breathe into a paper bag. If we had confronted the same facts with a different candidate, say a Democrat candidate, where one of their advisors was talking to a foreign adversary's representative about that adversary's interference in our election, they would be screaming for the FBI to investigate, and that's all we did.
So the debate is a semantic one. The FBI was investigating into the Trump campaign, but you're saying they had cause to, and you just wouldn't use the word spy.
Of course. And just people just ought to look at the predication for the opening of that investigation. We should have been fired if we didn't investigate this.
What's your reaction? I don't know if you saw that this morning, but we welcome to look at what predicated this this investigation. Right?
That certainly hasn't been true. It's been like pulling teeth getting out information out of the FBI. For Congress, when Republicans had majority and could subpoena, they could, you know, had a very difficult time getting information out of the FBI. But look, this is a semantics issue. And that two people can look at the same set of facts, and one says it's spying, the other says, no, it's not spying. But what should be done is any time that Comey is questioned, and he's on a CNN town hall tonight, right?
Yep.
Don't ask him whether the FBI spied. Ask him, who is Azra Turk? Did you send Azra Turk to London? What for? What did she do? Ask similar questions about Stephen Halper. Ask about the FISA warrant, the wiretap warrant for Carter Page. Ask about specific things the FBI did. And that's where you might be able to find out a little something or at least put some pressure on Comey. But don't say, did the FBI spy? He'll say, no, the FBI does not spy. We investigate. Well, fine. What about this woman who is an FBI agent, apparently, who went undercover under the alias of Azra Turk, purporting to be Stephen Halper's research assistant, who tried to tease information about Russia out of George Papadopoulos?
I hear
How
you.
How about her?
And if he says, I have nothing to do with that, then I've got to wheel in John Brennan. Because it's Papadopoulos' contention and some other intelligence experts who believe this was a CIA-led operation.
That is Papadopoulos' contention, and I don't know. I mean, I just can't say, and I haven't gotten into, I couldn't find out one way or the other. But clearly, she was doing it. Papadopoulos remembers her. He's talked about Azra Turk, which is an alias. He's talked about Azra Turk for a while now, saying what she was doing. And she seemed to be clearly working for the U.S. government. And the assignment was to get information out of Trump campaign figures. So we need to know what she did, why she was sent, what the rationale was. We need that sort of information. We don't need another question to James Comey, did the FBI spy?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, but they do it, and Chris Ray says, we surveil. Well, yeah. If you know, it's not spying if it's not you. You surveil if you're the FBI. But if you're the subject, it certainly feels like spying. And if you go back to these subjects who wonder, well, how did I get in the middle of this, like Papadopoulos and Carter Page? But there's a couple of guys. Who's Joseph Mifsud? I read the Mueller report. It says that he's got Russian links. I have not seen those Russian links. We can't even find them. They said he was dead for a while. Now he turns up he's in Italy.
If you read the report, it kind of says that Papadopoulos believed he had Russian links.
Well, that's how he was portrayed to him.
That's right. That's right. So we certainly need to find more out about Joseph Mifsud, who has just been a complete mystery figure. And because the official story is it was the Papadopoulos matter that led to the beginning of the investigation, the formal initiation of that investigation, Crossfire Hurricane. Mifsud is an extremely important person who seems to have been in hiding for a long time and still is. The FBI, the Mueller report says the FBI questioned him briefly in a hotel lobby in Washington, but that was it. So clearly something was going on with Mifsud. And I'm not saying he had no connections to Russia. I'm not saying he had connections to Western intelligence.
Right.
I don't know, but something fishy was going on there.
Byron, you know what we're going to be talking about in your myriad of panels that you're on and the columns that you write? It's not going to be any longer, was the Trump campaign surveilled by the Obama administration? It's going to be, did they have a right to do it? Do you blame them for doing it? And that's an argument I never thought we were going to be at in 2016.
Well, that's where the facts could lead us, Brian.
I believe we're going to be doing it. I'm taping the show just to make sure, because I don't know if I can trust you, Byron, to remember this conversation.
All right, Brian, thanks a whole lot.
I do trust you. I always love getting your insight. A deep thinker, chief political correspondent with the Washington Examiner, and now he's also all over the Fox News. Byron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. We're covering the hearings, the speeches, the outrage with the Judiciary Committee on Capitol Hill as they're prepared to vote on putting the president's attorney general with contempt charges and what that actually means. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, a real busy Wednesday.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day and approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you longed for a simpler life? Imagine how simple life would be if you just had one bill every month. It's that kind of simplicity Avant can help you find with a debt consolidation loan. Pay off your bills and have just one fixed rate payment. It takes just minutes to apply online. And depending on approval, you could have your money sent the next business day from $2,000 to $35,000. And because Avant is accredited by the Better Business Bureau, life is not only simpler, but in hands you can trust.
Simplify your life with a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 9595 when applying. Avant.com, code 9595. That's Avant.com, code 9595.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman is a takeoff on soap operas built around Mary Hartman, a typical housewife from Ohio who faced every disaster imaginable. Louise Lasser played Mary and a co-star, Tab Hunter, Dabney Coleman, Martin Mull, and Shelley Fabre, among others. The show's creator, Norman Lear, syndicated the show after all the networks turned it down. It aired from 1975 to 1978.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, this is pretty unbelievable. I mean, they're going back and forth just basically talking at each other, not to each other. I'm talking about the Judiciary Committee. The House says that the President of the United States is taking a wrecking ball to the Constitution and balance of, and separation of powers and balance of powers. Really? You're asking for something extraordinary. You want all underlying documents for a 22-month investigation. Not going to happen. Number two is you want everything unredacted. It's not even legal. So when you ask for limited redactions, you don't show up to actually see it. And negotiations have led them to holding the Attorney General in contempt of court. What a waste of time. Think about all the productive things they could be doing. It's just absolutely incredible what's been taking place. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell got everybody angry yesterday because he does what we all think of and what the American people, according to polls, reveal. We think the Mueller report is done. Cut one.
They told everyone there had been a conspiracy between Russia and the Trump campaign. Yet on this central question, the special counsel's finding is clear. Case closed.
Nancy Pelosi comes back, believe it or not, doesn't agree. In Ithaca, New York, responding to McConnell, cut two.
On the floor of the Senate, Senator McConnell is reported to be saying, doesn't matter to hear from Mueller, case closed. Case closed. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. We're done with it. There are some things in that report that are disturbing, but it's 434 pages. We looked at it. Robert Mueller coming up to Capitol Hill will be another big day. I actually think Republicans will benefit more than not. The president right now says don't go. What Mueller could do is just resign, quit, and then go on his own recognizance, and we'll see if that happens. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham weighed in. Cut five.
Well, here's the question. How could you not know that Steele should be looked at really hard, given what Orr said and given his actions on October 11th? You got to remember, the guy who started this, Steele, went to the State Department, and I don't know why he went to the State Department, for the express purpose of having the State Department release the dossier before the election.
And that was memorialized, we now know.
Somebody needs to look at this like Mueller looked at Trump. And here's the question. Why would the FBI classify this exchange between Steele and the State Department and the FBI April of this year?
Senator Graham will be all over it, chairman of Senate Judiciary Committee. When we come back, Bernard McGuirk and Sid Rosenberg join us. Bernie and Sid, one of the hottest morning shows in the country from 77 WABC, who's carrying us now.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Ohio Department of Health notified Planned Parenthood that their state funding would end on April 20th. You see, this follows 3 years after a pro-life law protecting the lives of unborn babies was upheld in Ohio. This new law requires the department to ensure that state and certain federal funds are not used to perform or promote non-therapeutic abortions. Pacific Justice Institute applauds the state of Ohio for defending the right of the unborn and encourages other states to follow suit. Pray for those who have and will be affected by the tragedy of abortion.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
Yeah, it's a deploy, and the sun's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic
or woman or Jew because of race, religion, or sex be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An officer who drove a man to a job interview instead of giving him a ticket makes today's Dean's List. 22-year-old Kashawn Baldwin from Illinois had been pulled over by Officer Roger Jamulez for driving a car with expired license plates. Not only that, he didn't have a valid driver's license. Kashawn had borrowed his friend's car and opted to drive illegally because he was on his way to a job interview and he had no other means of transportation. When he heard his story, Officer Jamulez simply offered to give him a ride to the interview. Mr. Baldwin was only a few minutes late, but he ended up landing the job and says he is extremely grateful to Officer Jamulez for his part in helping him get the interview. Francella Jackson, who is an assistant to the mayor, posted a photo to Facebook so she could thank him for his kindness and share the story with the community. It said, "On behalf of the mayor, I would like to thank Officer Jamulez for showing compassion and being a great example of how community-oriented policing actually works." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Trump is goading us to impeach him. That's what he's doing. Every single day he's just like taunting, because he knows that it would be very divisive in the country, but he doesn't really care. Just wants to solidify his base.
It's like going up to our news director and saying, every day they're just trying to dare me I dare you to fire me. Nancy Pelosi speaking in Ithaca, New York, because it's a beautiful place every day of the year. Guess who's in studio?
What?
Bernie. I think it's nice.
It is nice.
Ithaca, beautiful?
It is. It is one of the few places in upstate New York.
I would go with nice.
That is beautiful.
I would say beautiful for, like, Honolulu.
Right.
Big Sur.
Well, the Finger Lakes,
the Grand
are
Canyon.
The Finger Lakes. Yeah, well, that's where Ithaca is, at the bottom of the Finger Lakes.
Right.
It's nice.
I would say this. The college is fun.
Haifa.
Right. Yeah. So Bernie Haifa. And Sid are here. And we're already in disagreement.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to go that way. I thought there'd be more unanimity if I said Ithaca. But she goes up to Ithaca. I don't know why, but she says he's goading us. Hey, guys, are you the same guys who are the elite morning show from WABC recently recognized for your outstanding work?
Yes.
Funny you should mention that.
That is nice. You know, Frank Bruno just told me the same thing. Friday morning, we accepted the award, Brian, for most outstanding morning show in New York City. Oh, an award that's been won in the past by the likes of Howard Stern, Scott Shannon, Elvis Duran, some of the biggest names in our business.
From the New York State Broadcasters Association.
And we just won the award, got it on Friday. So now, nothing's changed. We get paid the same.
Are you sure you get paid the same?
Maybe less.
It's direct deposit. You never really see your paycheck.
You know, I never look at it. You're right about that.
Right.
But we didn't get a day off. We didn't get a cake. Nothing. Not a damn thing.
In fact, the boss took 3 days to send a congratulatory email only after I physically threatened him.
Right. And then is it really worth it? And
no.
The other thing is, if you're going to give to a award to a morning show, shouldn't it be at noon?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Very good point. Yes.
Well, we'll
take it.
We'll take it, yes.
All right.
We'll take the honor.
Okay. You're talking much more about yourselves than I thought originally, but reading your bios, it makes sense because you are caught up in yourselves.
You axed.
Right. And that's true. In retrospect, I'll have to review the tape.
Well, hold on a second. You can't get upset with us.
Why?
About people who like to talk about themselves.
Why?
Really?
When, in fact, you may be the leader of the I Love Donald Trump party, and we both love Trump, too. But that guy talks more about himself than anybody I know. But yet, on him, it's charming. With me and Bernie, it becomes annoying. Why is that?
Well, I actually think To a degree, you have proven what I always believed, that everything comes back to Donald Trump. I mean, everything comes back to Trump.
That is true.
It's amazing.
Sadly, but so, you don't have to answer his questions, by the way.
I probably won't.
No,
Bernie, in retrospect, I'm surprised I answered one.
By the way, is it true? I know you take the Long Island Railroad home.
Yeah.
Somebody said they saw you with a can of beer in a paper bag.
I heard that.
Do you do that every day?
No, when I worked the five. And it was plastic. And what I did is, since I know I'm not going to be working out that day, I go, I will grab, just as a symbolic end to the day, a beer.
At Penn Station and then hop on the train.
Yeah. And can I just be honest?
It's a ritual.
It was two.
It was two.
It was two.
Now, have you ever done Fox and Friends into Outnumbered into The Five all in the same day?
Yeah.
You have, right?
Yeah, and they're ticked because one won't tell the other. But the five, they give you the outnumber. You guys did outnumber. Bernie turns it down.
I did. I had to turn it down because I was working 6 hours a day, like you do now. And that was enough for me. But you continue.
They never invite me. They never invite me.
I say no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough. It's too much.
No.
But you are a madman. Apparently, you're in debt or something. I don't know what's going on.
It started out respectful. And one has nothing to do with the other. All right. So... what we're talking about here, I find relatively fascinating. It is they are actually upset, as this House Judiciary Committee, that the Attorney General won't hand over 434 pages of unredacted documents when it's not even legal for him to give up grand jury testimony. When you take the whole thing and only 6% is redacted, it's the most ridiculous fight you could possibly have had. Now they're going to hold the Attorney General contempt of Congress. And Sid, what happens? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing has happened. Over 2 years this is going on. It's over. McConnell said it very well yesterday. It's over now, of course. Chuck Schumer comes back and goes, it's not over. It is not over. Chuck, it's over. Nothing's going to happen to Bill Barr. Nothing's going to happen to President Trump because in the end he did nothing wrong. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. They're not going to move on, Brian, because they've got nothing else right now. Now, maybe this tax thing, which is really an embarrassment for them, I believe. Maybe that becomes their next go-to. But this is 2 years of waste of time and nonsense.
So do you think Mueller should just go testify, though? I actually would like to see that both sides.
It would be great if he – I don't care if he testifies. I mean, what is he going to say? The Republicans will question him as well, by the way. So he'll be...
That's what I'm saying.
Right, he'll be forced to answer some very interesting questions. But listen, back to Barr. The hold him in contempt, as you point out, they held Eric Holder in contempt, and nothing happened. So what? Big deal. Right. Waste of time. At this point, I will quote the great Bill Maher, who said to Adam Schiff, at this point, it looks like you're stalking the man. Stop. Enough already.
All right. Now, how does that relate to SNL and Adam Sandler? And here's why. They are so depressed at SNL. Their cold open was actually Family Feud.
Yeah.
Instead of John Goodman playing William Barr, there's so much comedy to be had there. The way he was just saying no to everything and you wouldn't be intimidated. Yeah. But they are literally depressed on a comedy show.
Yeah.
So they stayed away from it.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, that was the day after the news came out of the 50-year historic numbers on the economy. I mean, the news, by the way, stayed away from it as well. They stayed away from not only the bar stuff, but they stayed away from the economic news, which is amazing, given that it's all so positive. But it's to be expected.
I will say this. Barr did nothing wrong, nothing illegal. The contempt stuff is nonsense, like Bernie said. But I will tell you this, because I like Trump a little less than you guys do, so I tend to be a little more critical. Barr was embarrassing that day.
Why?
Because it could have been Rudy Giuliani. His job was not to go up there and tell us why President Trump did what he did. Well, he was an innocent man, and he felt the pressure. That's not his job. So I like Barr, and I think that he's done nothing wrong, as well as the president. But his job that day is to go up there and give us the facts from the Mueller report, not go up there and make a defense for President Trump.
That was called context, what he was given.
Oh,
and it makes a whole lot of sense. And I thought
it makes sense if you're a Trump supporter like you.
He was a rock star that day, and he played with those people like a cat plays with mice.
He was not a rock star. They could have had Rudy Giuliani do the same. He's the attorney general. He's not President Trump's attorney.
All right, so here we're on Fox Nation now, which is the app America can't get enough of. And you are doing something. If people are watching, or get the app now. Bernie, you know what you're doing? I wouldn't have known until I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. You're being Freddie Mercury, holding the microphone on its stand, which Freddie Mercury did.
Is that right?
Is this a tribute to the Queen lead singer?
Yes, because I love Freddie Mercury, and I happen to be a closet fan Queen.
Thank God you said fan.
Yeah, no, actually, I had no idea. I did not know that. But otherwise, you have to lean over. Yeah. I just like to lean back. You know the phrase, lean back and chill?
Yeah, no, I do. I'm very familiar with it.
I may be the only person in the country, by the way, that thought that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, I liked it.
Oh, I hated it. Because I know the real Freddie Mercury. And there was a lot of cocaine, a lot of homosexual sex, midgets.
That was in the movie.
Yeah, for like 1 second.
Not enough.
No, that was not his real life. I mean, to watch him perform again at Live Aid, I'll go watch Live Aid from 25 years ago. They cleaned up. I know the band owns the rights. They made the decisions. It was obvious because all the nasty stuff, which was really Freddie Mercury, for the most part, wasn't there.
Well, I saw a lot of it. I don't know. Maybe you had you wanted to see it.
He's kind of sick in the head.
Right, but I got the idea of what happened. But I would say this: when you watch the Live Aid thing, it lives up to the hype. It is a perfect set.
It is.
It's delivered some of the most impactful songs perfectly at the greatest venue ever. By the way, why can't we replicate that? Why can't we ever do stuff like that? It's like we hit our stride in music in the 80s. We're doing Wembley Stadium. We're filling up all these venues. We haven't even tried.
It's true.
Why don't we try?
I mean, you had Live Aid. You had We Are the World. You had all these major events. You had the Christmas song with Bryan Adams and those guys. And it was a bunch of countries getting together for one common cause.
Well, rock is dead, Brian Kilmeade. I don't know.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It's a sad thing. Rock and roll is just dead. The genre is over. You have hip-hop and you have country. That's it.
That's it.
And country is now... Maybe country will take over and replicate some of that stuff. I think it could cross over to mainstream America. It's starting to do so, in my opinion. I like that stuff.
Bernie and Sid are here, WABC's well-decorated, now honored morning show.
Knocking boots, baby.
And I don't know if you don't have the app, you're not seeing it. They actually travel with their award. I found that a little astounding, a little different. You walked 8 blocks through New York City with the trophy.
And we wear our name tags on our blazers.
Is it a Stanley Cup type thing where you guys have to rotate it between households, or do you get one each?
Yes. No, it was only one. Yeah. And the funny part is I've never had it. Bernie's never had it. The station program director took it the day we left that luncheon and has not been seen since.
Wow. And how long did it take to get the congratulatory email?
3 days.
3 days.
That's astounding. When we come back, I want to find out if Bernie and Sid need to know more. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Disagree with Brian? Call now and tell him why.
Can somebody attack me, please?
866-408-7669. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. Some days, even Iron Mike feels a little rusty, so I turn to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort, and more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling bad. Blue Emu works fast and won't stink.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. Some days, even Iron Mike feels a little rusty, so I turn to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Blue Emu works fast and won't stink.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Talk. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Is this the night you let us know when you're going to run for president? Or if you're going to run?
Not the night, no.
Not the night.
Not the night and not the week.
Not the week, okay.
Yeah.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is expected to announce next week that he will be running for president, but since it is de Blasio, he won't be running nights or weekends.
He's the laziest mayor ever. He might run for president. Bernie is sitting here from the great station, legendary station WABC. They're kind enough to carry 2 hours of ours. Sid and Bernie have been killing it in the morning. They just keep, even up during the breaks, they keep talking about their awards, so I'm glad they're back. But that is Mayor de Blasio. Tell the country what they're in for when Mayor de Blasio decides to run. Sid, tell me here.
Well, you said it. He's the laziest and worst mayor. In fact, Michael Goodwin, a good friend of ours, great New York Post columnist, deemed him the worst mayor in the history of New York. Look, we are falling apart here. We love this city, but the subways are dating back to 1975. Filthy perverts, homeless, littered all over the streets. You got, of course, the how we treat the Asian kids and all the school issues going on between him and Carranza. Bernie will give you a list of 10 more things.
Needless Mondays.
Right.
Needless Mondays. You can't suspend unruly kids from the schools,
yeah,
which it makes it so bad for the other kids in the class. I mean, it's a disaster. It's horrible. And he's just, again, lazy. And let me just say this. Before he becomes president, Lenny Dykstra will get the Medal of Freedom for President Trump.
All right.
I mean, don't worry about it.
No, but the truth is, he's got a set of balls because the guy's in Iowa.
Well,
can you say that on Fox Nation?
No.
Well, he's male.
Five people show up to his rally.
Yes.
And it's humiliating. What makes him think at any point that he's a legitimate candidate? Five people show up, Brian.
Right.
Five.
And by the way, there are so many people who think they can be president. I mean, that'll be 22
yeah,
when he gets in. And
yeah,
after they announce, they just disappear.
They go away.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of like the Kentucky Derby. You had
right,
20 horses, and they had a huge controversy. And now, by the way, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby said, I'm taking my ball, I'm going home, I'm not racing again.
Says he's hurt.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and the guy that really should have won maximum security said, forget it. Why race in the Preakness?
That's right.
So he lost. So terrible day for racing.
Well, you're right, Brian, because as you know, you wait all year for the possibility of the Triple Crown, which we've seen twice in the last 4 years with American Pharoah and Justify. And now we're guaranteed in 2019 there will be no Triple Crown winner.
All right. So we're following what's going on with the Judiciary Committee as they're about to hold the Attorney General in contempt, and they're all making speeches about it, how the Constitution is in jeopardy. But we do need to know more.
More to know.
I'm about to tell you something you do not know because it just broke.
Uh-oh.
Hold on to your partner.
Uh-oh.
The royal baby name has been revealed. It is Prince Harry and Meghan's oldest son is going to be named Archie Harrison Mountbatten Wisner. Is that where he's located? Is that his address?
Well, Mountbatten was his uncle who was assassinated by the IRA, Lord Mountbatten, World War II hero, who was assassinated by the IRA.
So it's going to be Archie. Archie is the seventh to the power.
Now you join the family fans.
Right. It's kind of odd.
Listen here, there, Meghan, huh?
Let's find out if there's indeed more to know. Disney World may be the most magical place on earth, but not for a 69-year-old woman. Did you hear about this? They arrested this woman for having CBD oil, left her in jail for 12 hours, released her on a $2,000 bond. I thought CBD oil was allowed.
So did I. And by the way, let me say this. As a man that lived in South Florida for many years with two young children and made the trip to Orlando almost once a month, it is the least happiest place in the world. Unless you like a lot of fat people eating turkey wings in hot humidity and waiting online for 3 hours. Disney, for all of the how we talk about it, it's the least happiest place in the world.
Well, for those WDBO listeners in Orlando, I apologize. And for those accountants with the Disney account, Sid will put it in writing.
And many disagree. My family happens to love Disney. They go every single... I have a timeshare down in Orlando just for Disney.
My son just came back from Disney, and he is offended right now. He is no longer going to be listening to his dad.
I'm sure not.
Because of Sid.
And I'm going to quit my job because I don't want to work with
him. In
the
meantime, Bernie says his family loves Disney. Ask Bernie the last time he was at Disney.
We just don't have time.
We don't have time.
Next question. Uber and Lyft drivers. Has this been effective in New York City? They're all on strike today during prime time hours. Yeah, first destroy the cab business, the sedan business, and then say you're not getting paid enough. Do you have any sympathy?
I don't have any sympathy. First of all, I'm glad they're off the road because there's too much traffic in the city to begin with. Hop on the train like the rest of us for $2.75. Deal with it. I know there's perverts and it stinks and people defecate on the subway, but deal with it and get to your next stop.
That is not true.
Listen,
is
that true?
Yeah.
This goes back to de Blasio, who allowed the proliferation of all these cars on the road after he sold these guys these expensive medallions, the cab fleets. Expensive medallion,
absolutely.
The value has dropped by an eighth, by more than that.
Next, Kim Kardashian West, get this, is going crazy. First she releases Alice Marie Johnson, got her clemency. Now he's done the same thing for 17 other people.
Yeah.
Looked at their cases and realized they should be released for nonviolent crimes. How great is this? She's a fantastic woman.
She is the new Nelson Mandela. Who would have thought?
Right. I mean, she has... might be overstating it, Bernie, do you think?
No, look, give her credit where credit's due. She deserves credit because these people did... For example, that Alice Johnson woman, she deserved to be released. So give Kim Kardashian some credit, even though I used to hate her. And I love Kanye.
It's a great show. Great show. I never miss it.
You've always missed it. You have no idea who's on it. Next, President Trump. This is interesting. He is going to look at military athletes serving in the academies and saying, maybe I'm going to alleviate the responsibility from serving if you're going to have a shot at going pro. The David Robinsons of the world, Staubachs, why put them in a submarine when they could have a chance of going pro?
I agree with you. And both those guys did serve and both went on to make the Hall of Fame. Staubach, the Dallas Cowboys, David Robinson, the San Antonio Spurs. Look, we're talking about kids not going to college for even 1 year because they got a shot at the pros. These brave men and women, men specifically, they certainly deserve their shot at the next level. Once again, we applaud President Donald Trump for caring about our kids, our veterans. There's not been a president in my lifetime that's shown more respect for these guys than President Donald
Coming
Trump.
On the heels of him pardoning that soldier who killed the Iraqi prisoner in self-defense.
How much time do I have left, Eric? I would just like to add to this, too. Stop with the fast food, with the championship teams.
make them some lasagna or something.
It was a government shutdown, Brian. Yeah, it was an emergency.
What did he serve Tiger?
Bernie and Sid, thanks so much.
Are you virtue signaling right now?
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Of community service. And nearly 2,000 of your faculty and students performed roughly 9,300 hours of community service in the Lynchburg community in the month of April alone.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was in McAllen, Texas this weekend getting a firsthand look at border operations.
The reason we come down here is to hear about the things that need to get fixed, and it's not that we're going to fix every one of them. But we've got to put some lubrication in the system and get people to understand it's their responsibility to start to take some of these ideas and change what we're doing.
Shanahan says he intends to accelerate planning to secure the U.S.-Mexican border and bolster the Homeland Security Department's ability to do its mission without continuous military help. Thousands of Polish nationalists marched to the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw Saturday protesting the U.S. is putting pressure on Poland to compensate Jews whose families lost property during the Holocaust. The protest took place amid a dramatic rise in anti-Semitic hate speech in public life in Poland, and it appeared to be one of the largest anti-Jewish street demonstrations in recent times. It also comes as a far-right groups now are gaining popularity, pressuring the conservative government to move further to the right. And thousands of supporters of the Albania's center-right opposition protested in Tirana Saturday, calling for the left-wing government to resign and for early parliamentary election. Protesters clashed with police at several points, and reporters saw some people injured. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The Cuban government announced this weekend it's launching widespread rationing of basic household items in the face of a grave economic crisis.
Cuba's Commerce Minister Betsy Diaz-Velasquez says various forms of rationing would be employed to deal with shortages of staple products, such as chicken, eggs, rice, beans, and soap. These items will be sold in limited quantities per person and controlled through the national system of ration books. Velasquez says this is due to the hardening of the U.S. trade embargo by the Trump administration. Economists give equal blame to a plunge in aid from Venezuela, where the collapse of the state-run oil company has led to a cut in subsidized fuel, affecting many industries in Cuba, including food production. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Billionaire Richard Branson moving his Virgin Galactic winged passenger rocket and more than 100 employees to a commercial launch and landing facility in New Mexico. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla CEO Elon Musk will have to go to trial to defend himself for mocking a British diver as a pedophile. It's part of a verbal sparring match that unfolded last summer after the underwater rescue of youth soccer players trapped in a Thailand cave.
A federal court judge in Los Angeles set an October 22nd trial date at a Friday court filing that rejected Musk's attempt to dismiss a defamation lawsuit filed by British diver Vernon Unsworth. Musk referred to Unsworth as a pedophile in a July 15th post on his Twitter account after Unsworth, in an interview with CNN, dismissed Musk's attempt to help rescue the soccer players as a PR stunt. Unsworth also derided the submarine that Musk had built for a rescue mission, prompting Musk to lash back on his Twitter account. Patrick Frost reporting.
Dick Tomey, the winningest football coach in University of Arizona history, died. Dick Tomey was 80 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show on this Thursday and a very busy week. Tomorrow we'll be coming to you from Houston, Texas. I'll have a chance to interview General Petraeus tonight. We'll bring you some of those clips, an exclusive interview. We'll probably give you the whole thing, right? I think I speak to him for 20 minutes. We'll bring you the whole thing right here and clips on television. And then I'm going to the border with the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Homeland Security together to talk about their coordination. I don't believe that's ever been done. So that's going to be exciting. Today at the White House, the Red Sox will be at the White House in the Oval Office. About 15 players won't be there. It turns out it's mostly the black players that won't be there, aren't going, including the manager. He's upset about the president not giving more than $91 billion in aid to Puerto Rico that has been overrun by hurricanes. So I don't even know why the president's doing this after a while. Every time he has people over, it's controversial. Well, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
All of us Americans pretty much fly, and I look at this as similar to that of the Air Marshal program. You know, we're going to arm these folks. We're going to train these folks. They are leaving this gun range higher trained than my rookie employees.
Sheriff Noel Stevens of Okeechobee County Sheriff's Department talking about arming teachers. The Florida governor signs a bill to arm teachers, allow them to have the ability to protect themselves in their classrooms and their school. Would you be for this? I am 100% into this. Many people aren't. There's no wrong answer. I just want yours.
Number two.
And unfortunately, just today, I felt compelled to authorize new sanctions on Iran's iron, steel, aluminum, and copper industries. We're not looking to hurt anybody. We want a fair deal. We just don't want them to have nuclear weapons. That's all we want.
The President of the United States putting pressure on Iran. Pressure. That's pretty much the key word. And Venezuela, pressure. On North Korea, pressure. North Korea answered. Another rocket went off this morning. That's what we got up with. That's the second time in a week. Will any of this yield results? The President's international success relies on it, bringing the three nations to their knees and their people to their feet.
Number one.
There can be no higher stakes than this attempt to arrogate all power to the executive branch away from Congress and, more important, away from the American people. We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it. We are now in a constitutional crisis.
The only thing missing is the laugh track. You're not in a constitutional crisis. War using the law. Jerry Nadler's Mary Dems. Feign outrage, as the Attorney General says, I cannot give you the unredacted Mueller report, but I'll give you 98% of it unredacted. Oh, you're not going to show up for it? Why did I even have it to begin with? This is not a constitutional crisis. It's one that's declared without merit. And now this.
Now it is time to clear the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the original receptive voice.
The receptive voice is the dumbest line. What do your viewers, your listeners think?
The rest of the show, every caller we take, they have to weigh in on receptive voice.
Chris, it is just hysterical. You two ought to go on the road together.
Then we have to get into the whole billing thing. Is it Wallace and Kilmeade?
Denise, it would be your call. Whose name would be first?
It would have to be Brian Kilmeade.
What? Hey, Gary, do you like the receptive voice tag?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best. You've overdone yourself.
And the role on receptive voice, Mike? Yeah. Keep it or lose it?
Keep it. Definitely keep it, and I enjoy you in the five.
I think I'm smelling a new sitcom coming up for you guys. Maybe the new Bosom Buddies or something. What do you think about that?
I'm afraid I'll be Peter Scolari.
That would be Chris.
See, it's all perfectly normal. I don't
need you to worry. All right. Happy birthday, Billy Joel, as we bring in Chris Wallace. Hey, Chris Wallace.
That is a new intro.
Kind of, yeah.
I will say, I think you got a bunch of actors, because nobody thinks the receptive voice is a good tagline. Ah. Nobody thinks it's a good tagline. I asked you once, what does it mean? And you didn't even know what it meant.
I mean, it seems we're open. We're open to...
You're the most closed-minded person I've ever known.
I'm just sure to myself. I wouldn't say closed-minded. I just know I'm right.
Okay, exactly. I rest my case.
We are not in a constitutional crisis, Chris Wallace.
Exactly. This is how receptive you are.
Yes.
No, I don't think we're in a constitutional crisis, but I do think it's an interesting moment, and in the sense that usually, not always, usually the two sides work it out, and, you know, the Congress, and look, this goes both ways. I mean, Republicans voted Eric Holder in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over some papers. Some documents in Operation Fast and Furious. So this has gone both ways, and usually there are certain things that they agree on, certain things they disagree on, and then Congress may vote to hold somebody in contempt, although the Attorney General, it's pretty unusual, and it ends up in the court, and we all forget about it, and we all go on, and nobody ever ends up in jail or paying a fine or anything. I will say, I think this president, it has taken it further. I'm not sure that the Mueller report is the best case for the Democrats, because you rightly point out there are some things like grand jury testimony or intel information about sources and methods that they really are forbidden from turning over. But this is unusual that a president had basically said, I'm going to refuse all of your subpoenas. You want to subpoena Don McGahn? No. You want to subpoena his documents? No. You want to subpoena? So he's pushing it. They're pushing it. And you know what? They're going to have a good campaign issue for 2020, which is probably what both sides kind of want anyway.
Well, put it this way. For those who say, you know, what is the president doing? How could it do this? It's messy. This is not what the founding fathers had in mind. Let's go back to 2012 when there's legitimate paperwork that no one has seen that Eric Holder had, and he refused to turn over, and we had a border agent killed in Brian Terry. He just said, I'm not going to do it. And listen to what Democrats said. You'll recognize all the voices. Cut 8.
Contempt of Congress. Contempt of Congress. It's not only to monopolize his time, it's to undermine his name.
Some of my colleagues on the other side seem almost giddy about today's vote. After turning this investigation into an election year witch hunt.
And he went on, but we cut him off. So you got it. So that was 2012. And now in 2018.
Well, but can I say something?
Yeah.
Look, there's perfect hypocrisy on both sides in this. I'm sure you could find some of the people who were outraged about voting Barr in contempt of Congress yesterday on the Republican side, who were cheering holding Eric Holder
in
contempt of Congress in 2012. So
I believe that the Republicans were really angry and frustrated with Eric Holder. I think everybody knows that Attorney General Barr cannot hand over grand jury testimony, cannot do ways and practices of obtaining the Russian information. And I read the thing. I'm almost done with the Mueller report. There's not a page that I looked at. I said, I don't understand what's going on here. And you have, they say 6% is redacted. So they're asking for something they don't
want. No, they're asking for more than that, though, because they're also asking for underlying documents. Look, here's what this is really all about.
2 million.
What?
There's like 2 million under.
Well,
it fills a whole warehouse.
Okay. I don't think they're asking for everything. But, I mean, here's the deal. Let's take Don McGahn.
Yep.
So in June of 2017, the president calls Don McGahn and in effect says, I want Robert Mueller out. And McGahn refuses to do it, and in fact, he even thinks of quitting, and he gets talked out of it by Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. So that's a bad moment for the president. You can argue whether it's obstruction of justice, whether it's not obstruction of justice. The Democrats want to do everything they can to focus on that, even though the Mueller report has come out, and they want to do it. And are they going to impeach the president? Probably not, but they want to bash him. And the president is fed up with that because
right.
He knows if they had Don McGahn or Robert Mueller testify that this is going to be asked, and it's going to, you know, it'll be a bad day for the president. There's no question about it. He feels like this has been a cloud over my presidency for 22 months, and I'm fed up with it. So both sides are arguing about it, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think McGahn will ever testify. Mueller is a different matter, and that'll be interesting to see whether or not he testifies. When I talked to David Cicilline, who is a Democratic leader and a member of the Judiciary Committee on Fox News Sunday last Sunday, and incidentally, I raised the same thing you did because Cicilline walked off the floor because he thought the asking contempt of Congress for Holder was so outrageous, and he called it a partisan political game. And I said to him, aren't you engaged in the same game right now? And he said, oh, no, it's completely different. I don't know. You know, it's, you know what it is? It's politics.
Right. Okay, let's talk about some substance. The President of the United States has continued to try to squeeze Iran. Now he says, I'm going to put sanctions on metal purchases, whether it's steel, aluminum, or copper. We're going to start squeezing them that way. In turn, Iran says in 60 days we're going to start enriching uranium again beyond the agreement, the JCOP. Now,
JCPOA.
That's even better. And then the UK foreign minister said, you better not do that because then we're walking away from this entire thing in particular. This is a very interesting standoff right now. Hillary Clinton among those saying the president's being too tough. Chris, where do you think this is going? And doesn't this seem tougher than ever before? And we've been playing this song since 1979.
Well, it's certainly not as bad as 79. They had, 40 hostages, American hostages, and there have been other times that have been very, very tense. No, this is not headed in a good direction. Here's the one question I have
for the
Trump administration. I understand all the problems in the Iran nuclear. I probably don't understand all of them, but I certainly understand some problems, that there's no final endpoint. They can continue to do missiles. They are continuing to act as bad actors around the Middle East.
Yep.
There's a sunset clause, so at a certain point they'll be able to resume their nuclear mm-hmm. program. On the other hand, it did, at least for a time, hear me out on this, it did at least for a time stop their nuclear program. We are trying to get a deal with North Korea that is so much weaker than what we already had with Iran. And I guess the question I have is, why didn't we try? I can understand all the reasons, and I kind of agree that Obama was too anxious and settled for too much and handed over the plane with a plane full of cash, $1.3 billion in cash. But I don't know why the world isn't trying to continue to stop Iran's nuclear program. I don't think they're going to just say, we give up. They're tough and a proud country, and they're not just going to cave to this president or to the West. And I think, if we end up in a year with Iran with a nuclear program and they're enriching and building, will we be better off or worse?
Good question. But here's the other thing: we'd be worse to that question. But along the way, as the West invested and Iran began to flourish economically, they are determined to finance Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Hezbollah, and create havoc in Syria. But as long as they are flush with cash, oil money, whatever they're going to do, they're going to stop with the mud huts and build normal structures. As they get more money, they're not going to be a better country. They're going to be able to proliferate their evil. And that's how the administration sees it.
I understand. I'm just not sure that you're ever going to get a deal in which you're going to tell the Islamic regime, don't have your foreign policy and don't support Hezbollah. I mean, it is an Islamic revolutionary regime, and as long as they're in power, they're going to do some bad things. I don't know that economically. I mean, look, just as a practical matter, it's not like they're shipping over armies or huge numbers of people or stuff and sending a few missiles to the Gaza Strip, which is what they're doing. They're never going to be so broke that they won't be able to do that.
Well, I heard? I heard that there's actually boxes on lamp poles in Lebanon that says basically finance Hezbollah. That's how starved they are. And those people have demands. They have a lifestyle. They were promised more after this deal was done. And there's legitimate civil unrest there. So I'm very curious to see if this President Rouhani is going to go ahead with this.
If he's able to do that and he's able to starve Hezbollah and Hamas, those are terrorist groups. They do nothing but evil stuff in that part of the world. I'd be thrilled with that. I have doubts, but if he can pull that off, I mean, it's a little bit like China. We'll see. This president takes a very unconventional policy towards a lot of these things. Over the next 2 days, we're going to see he has taken a very aggressive approach to China and said, if you don't cave by 12:01 tomorrow morning, we're going to more than double from 10% to 25% tariffs on $200 billion of your goods. I think that would be a bad thing if we were to do that. On the other hand, I can understand that we don't want to continue our trade relationship. If he's able to get, the proof is in the pudding. If he's able to get China to back down, more power to him. And I'll sit here next week. I won't really, but I might say I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned that, in fact, we'll be in worse shape next week, and the economy will be in worse shape.
Reuters reported that they backtracked on basically half the deal that's been agreed upon. So instead of them being in the backstretch, they start from ground zero today.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think in dealing with a country like China, I agree that that's unacceptable. I'm not taking China's side in all this. But do you think it makes more sense to go to them privately and say, hey, this is unacceptable, we've got to work this out, and have a phone call between, or to tweet, if you don't do this by 12:01 a.m., I mean, it's awful hard to back down if you're China from that kind of a threat. And remember, he's got his own, his own political problems, which are he's got hardliners who are saying, you're going to wimp out to Donald Trump? It just becomes very hard to do business.
And I have a hardline producer telling me to wrap up the great Chris Wallace. I'm in an awkward spot, too.
No, come on. Look, are you going to cave to pressure? You cannot negotiate with terrorists.
They have more power than me. They actually run the board. I'm not Howard Stern, where I run my own board and call my own shots.
I don't even know what a board is, but I assume it's like a button that you can go to commercial.
I just know it's very easy to do that anyone can
do.
I
think that, and I just want to say one last thing, because I'm still kind of smarting from that totally fake news tape. That was fake news. And I believe that the vast majority of your listeners think that, I think they may like you much more than they like me and think I'm a smart ass and impossible. But I do think that the receptive voice is a dumb tagline, and I think that they agree with me.
All right, weigh in, America, 1-866-408-7669. We'll do a fresh vote.
Perfect thing that now you can,
we'll be like
the
turkey.
Board is going to light up.
We'll be like turkey. If you don't like the vote, just do it again.
There you go.
Thank you. Chris Wallace, we look forward to seeing your show on Sunday.
Me too.
All right. He watches himself back. Chris Wallace, thanks. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. We're talking about the school shooting. I'm for arming the teachers. You?
The greatest friendship at Fox News. Kilmeade Wallace.
Are you on crack? What are you talking about?
Sorry.
The restraining order is still in effect.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Five teenage boys being hailed as hometown heroes makes today's Dean's List. The young men from Caldwell, Idaho, had been in the car on their way to play basketball when they saw an elderly man fall to the ground. Isaac Hernandez, who had been behind the wheel at the time, says that when he saw the man hit the sidewalk, he immediately pumped the brakes so he and his friends could go check on the senior. They helped him up and brought him back to his house. After that, they cleaned up his wounds with some napkins and rubbing alcohol. And though the teens didn't know it at the time, their good deed had been captured by Erica Tovar. She snapped some photos of the exchange and posted them on Facebook, praising them for their kindness. Local businesses have showered the boys with gifts, food, and presents as a thank you for their kindness. In the weeks following their encounter, the boys have been paying regular visits to the senior at his apartment, and they plan on visiting more in the future. Thank you all for being so kind and considerate. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Raymond Burr starred as Perry Mason, the longest-running, highest-rated lawyer show in TV history, brought to TV in 1957 and based on a radio show. The jazzy theme was composed by Fred Steiner, whose credits include Star Trek and The Color Purple.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces. Self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. I'll try to squeeze in a couple of calls real quick. Jerry, listen to WHIO in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Brian, real quick. I think we should definitely arm teachers, and I think if we have a way to get maybe some veterans in the schools as well, a lot of them would probably even volunteer. They would probably do that. You know, one of the things that really bothers me on the left is the way they talk about more gun laws. On the same day that this happened, there was an illegal immigrant who drunk drivingly killed a family, two mothers, I believe, and like four children.
Yep.
And there's law. The parallel that I'm trying to make there is there's laws against drunk driving. There's laws against illegal immigrants, but it still happens all the time. It's the same thing with gun laws. There's no gun law that's going to stop somebody who's hell-bent on doing something like that. Unless we take away alcohol, unless we take away guns completely, it's never going to stop.
Jerry, to further your argument, I think two of the shooters in the last shooting were underage to buy a gun. They're 18. You need to be 21 in that state in Colorado. They got it anyway. So what could the law do? These people are killers. They're deranged. They're going to break the law by definition.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years. And when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff. But he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Authorities frown on people taking the law into their own hands, becoming vigilantes. That's why the police chief in Sunland Park, New Mexico, wasn't happy about members of an armed militia group who were detaining migrants along the U.S.-Mexico border.
These are individuals that are coming out here unarmed, and then to be put in that position where somebody's stopping them with arms.
Police Chief Javier Guerra says the militia members wore badges.
These individuals don't know any different. When they see a badge, they think they're police officers. They think these guys are police officers. In reality, they're not.
The leader of the militia group, Larry Hopkins, was arrested on a weapons charge. His lawyer says they meant no harm.
They believe that they are helping to enforce the laws of America on immigration.
Hopkins was reportedly assaulted in jail. The other members of his group have left the area. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weindlam, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I spoke with a number of self-described socialists or democratic socialists. What they came to the conclusion of is really generally a more generous welfare state. We're looking at places more like what we might see in Europe, Denmark or Iceland, for example. And that's what we're talking about more than perhaps what Republicans are talking about when it comes to Venezuela and socialism. So really what we're seeing is the definition or description of socialism is very different amongst Democrats versus Republicans, but then also within the Democratic Party, the definition of socialism in 2019 here in America is something that is very much up for debate.
Catherine Watson of CBS talking about socialism and why this next generation seems to embrace it. Is it really show compassion, a kinder society? Josh Moravcek is a distinguished fellow of world affairs and author of Heaven on Earth, The Rise, Fall, and Afterlife of Socialism. Josh, is that this next generation embracing socialism because it's kinder? Is that the socialism you know and have studied?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that people over the generations have embraced it because they had this vision that it would be kinder, that we'd share everything, we'd all be brothers. But people have had this vision for more than 200 years, and it's never worked out. And so I think the main reason younger people are embracing this is because they're not studying history anymore. I think they should make their own mistakes instead of making the mistakes that their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents made. It'd be useful to look back at those lessons.
So what should what is the societal model that the people who long for socialism look to? They always point out Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. Is that socialism?
Well, you can call it socialism if you want to, but actually these countries in Europe that have what we maybe want to call social democratic governments or parties that have governed, when those parties took over, when they first got into government decades ago, they thought they were going to piece by piece get all the way to socialism. What they learned is that once they grew the government too large, or once they tried to get in the way of private enterprise, that the economy started to tank. So what they all did is to build these very big welfare states with lots and lots of benefits, and they raised taxes very high to pay for those welfare states. But what they had to do was to preserve capitalism as the basic economy, as the goose that lays the golden eggs, and then they could take some of those eggs to build these welfare states.
Here is Bernie. So the whole pattern is not working out. You're raising taxes. You're asking people to be driven to raise more revenue, but socialism takes away their ambition.
Well, they've. If you have real socialism, it certainly does. Wherever it's been tried, that's been true. What they've done in those countries is to have a kind of compromise where they leave a lot of freedom for people to do private business, even though they have high taxes. You know, the World Bank has this thing called the ease of doing business scale, and Denmark and Norway are in two of the top seven countries in the world, ahead of the United States on that scale. It's easier to do business there than it is here. And Sweden comes in one step below the United States. But they're all countries that have made it very easy to do business. So they're nurturing capitalism at the same time that they have these big welfare states. We could, I suppose, do something like that here. We could do, but what people would have to look at honestly is that we would have to have enormous increases in taxes, and not only taxes on the rich, but taxes on everybody, including a lot of the people in the United States who don't pay any taxes today. I mean, right now, we've got a deficit that we're running in our budget of about $1 trillion. That is, we haven't been willing to pay for the benefits we already have. And if you talk about, well, let's have many more benefits, free health care, free colleges, free everything, then you're talking about enormous new taxes. If people want to do that, we could do it. But I'm not sure that American people really do want to do that.
I'm not really sure. But let's hear from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Here's how she defined the democratic socialism, how she'd like to have it in America.
The definition of democratic socialism to me, again, is the fact that in a modern, moral, and wealthy society, no American should be too poor to live. And to me, that means every working-class American in this country should have access to dignified health care, should actually be able to see a doctor without going broke. It means you should be able to send your kids to college and trade school if they so choose. And no person should feel precarious or unstable in their access to housing as our economy develops.
And how does she get that done? And do you agree with those aspirations?
Well, of course, everyone, I think, agrees with those aspirations. Some of those are more than aspirations in the sense that really the overwhelming number of Americans have access to health care without going broke. It's kind of a myth that people don't. And most Americans have better housing than most Europeans or people anywhere else in the world. So there's a little bit of a fake factor in the implicit description of our own country today that she offers us. Yes, I mean, I would like to have every single American have all the good things of life. But the question has been, for socialists for 200 years or more, how are you going to get there? How are you you going to pay for that? And how are you going to sustain it? Wealth doesn't just exist. It has to continually be created every day, every year, by every generation. It's not just a matter of we've got all this money, let's divide it up. It's a matter of how to have an economy that hums along and keeps producing wealth for people.
And that's the only thing. Do you have to unleash the entrepreneurs in our society, those with drive, the workers, the ambition? But you also talk about, too, that that Marx and Engels found a way to sell socialism / communism. How did they sell it?
Well, they sold it with this elaborate fake scientific theory saying that there are laws of history, and these laws of history are proving that the world is inevitably going through different stages, and the ultimate stage is going to be socialism. But you know, they came up with that in the 1840s. It still, for some reason, attracts a heck of a lot of people to think that they know where history is moving. We sometimes hear people talk about be on the right side of history, but the fact is that what they predicted about what was going to happen with workers and capitalists and all that didn't come true at all. And then when it didn't come true is when people like Lenin and Stalin and Mao started slaughtering millions in order to make history do what it was supposedly forecasted to do.
Yeah, didn't work out too well, but somehow we're still wrestling with it today. So Bernie Sanders is second in most polls and certainly the biggest crowds on the Democratic side. Here he's at the Fox Town Hall, and he gets confronted by a questioner on what is this socialism.
How do you rectify your notion of democratic socialism with the failures of socialism in nearly every country that has tried it?
Is it your assumption that I supported or believe in authoritarian communism that existed in the Soviet Union? I don't, and never have, and I opposed it. I believe in a vigorous democracy.
Cuba, Venezuela, I mean, where is it working for Bernie Sanders, and where has he implemented it? Has it worked in Vermont? They couldn't even get a single payer passed in Vermont, and every politician was in on trying.
Well, the fact is that Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and others are just lying about what it is they support. They have this mystical image of socialism, and Bernie Sanders did, in fact, support Soviet Union. He also praised Castro to the sky. He loved the Sandinistas in Nicaragua and did all kinds of propaganda for them. Ocasio-Cortez belongs to a group that has on, you can see on its website, the so-called Democratic Socialists of America, that it says solidarity with the Bolivarian Revolution, which means the government of Venezuela calls itself the Bolivarian Revolution. So these people embrace all these nasty, murderous dictatorships, but then when they get cornered on it, they say, oh, no, with it, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. So they're doing a kind of bait and switch with us.
Yeah, and we're in the middle of it now, and I think it's even unnerved the Democratic Party to a degree. If you see some of their leadership, like Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi and others speak up, they're not too comfortable with where Tlaib, where Omar, where Ocasio-Cortez, and, of course, Bernie Sanders is going. And today they're together, Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez, on something with credit cards. I don't really know what the program is, but they're certainly on the same page. And the new Green Deal. We're talking about getting rid of all these crazy things like cows and planes and gas.
That was a pretty wild one. And then once it got exposed, people started pointing out the details here of her Green New Deal. Then they started all kind of said, well, someone else put that out there. It wasn't us. Well, yeah, it was us, but it was only a rough draft. We didn't really mean it. Oh, and some intern posted it by accident and right. And so on. But the truth is that that the world does work according to certain common sense rules. For example, you can't divide the wealth until you produce the wealth. And socialists from day one have imagined that somehow that there was a magic trick where we could all stop working, live a life of ease, where we could just somehow divide the wealth, and the wealth would come raining down on us like manna from heaven, and everyone could be rich and no one would have to work. This is this has been a kind of socialist fantasy from very early on, and we saw a glimpse of that fantasy coming back to life in her Green New Deal.
Right. Hey, listen, Josh, you've studied this. You need to speak out on this because people like to say you don't like poor people if you speak out against socialism. You did the studying, did the hard work. It's all in your book, Heaven on Earth, The Rise, Fall, and Afterlife of Socialism. Josh Marefchik, thanks so much.
Brian, thanks very much for having me on.
Yeah, I'll talk to you again soon when we come back, because sadly we need more people that understand what socialism is. Carly Shimkus will be here letting us know there's more to know.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade. If you're smart enough to have downloaded the Fox Nation app, you see Carly Shimkus is here.
Hello.
She's ready to go. And when I asked it, I said, your hair's up. I thought,
oh, yeah.
And you said the hair's up because you're going home.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the gym.
Oh, you're going to the gym.
Yeah, I got 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door.
All right. Did you work out already?
No. I generally don't work out in heels.
Oh, okay. Generally.
Yeah, as a bit of a rule.
But can I just say my opinion, you're very comfortable in heels. There's certain people who walk in heels like they're in the circus, like stilts, right?
Like,
they're going to be okay.
But a newborn giraffe,
yes.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a big compliment. Hey, the only thing I want to talk to you about right now is your tie.
Which is? Oh, you mean my clip-on?
Oh, it's the whole thing with you, Steve, and Ainsley, and the cutting of the tie. Oh, that was the best. That's great TV.
I actually think this would be a big thing where if you cut the back of the tie just a little bit, you instantly have a pocket square, which adds a lot.
Yes.
And it matches the tie because it is the tie.
Pocket squares are expensive. You are saving America money.
Right.
You need a spot on Fox Business.
I'm thinking about it. I'm talking to Stuart Varney now, but he has an accent, doesn't really understand me.
Oh, gosh.
Let's find out. Did you have information about More to Know?
I do.
Should we start?
Let's do it.
All right.
More to Know.
Ladies
with
first.
Carly right. Shimkus.
Oh, sorry about that. I interrupted your introduction.
That is okay. I will forgive you. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has a new critic, and it is the co-founder of Facebook. Chris Hughes wrote a New York Times op-ed saying Zuckerberg's power and influence is unprecedented and un-American. This is a big deal because Hughes was Zuckerberg's college roommate. He's the guy that created the news feed. He says that Facebook needs to be broken up because it owns Instagram and WhatsApp. And he also says that Zuckerberg has immense control over people's speech because he can single-handedly set the rules for what people see on their news feeds. The guy has too much power.
Yeah, and then when you bring Sheryl Sandberg in, she's like, we got to monetize this. We're not making money. Next thing you know, ads are flying in, and they're trying to maximize by selling off the context in which they had, hence the problem we had all the way back to the 2016
election.
That's
right. Facebook doesn't have any competition. If there's another social media company in its way, it either copies its technology, like Snapchat, or it acquires it, like Instagram. So there's no other choice. If you don't like Facebook, you can't go anywhere else.
We'll move on. That's a great point. Love the story.
Thank you.
Former CIA operative Valerie Plame in the middle of the only Bush scandal, the Bajor scandal, and that, of course, was her name being exposed in a column by the late Robert Novak, who it turns out she will run for an open house seat in New Mexico from Ray Lujan. It was almost 10 years ago when she was in the news, but she's a former CIA person. Do you like people who served in the military before or in clandestine services?
All right. We'll have to monitor that one.
Next.
An Alabama football coach seeing high praise for teaching his players more than just the rules of the game. Each week, Athens football high school football coaches Cody Gross and Steve Carter hold what they call Manly Mondays, where they give life lessons like how to tie a tie and change a tire.
If you ever have a blowout, guys, don't slam your brakes on. Drive the sucker. Drive it.
I hope that's good advice. I know nothing about it.
He is. He talked about how to tie a tie. A lot of single parent families, they just don't have it. I remember I had to go to two different people to learn how to tie a tie when I was like in eighth and ninth grade. That was an issue. But he said that the head coach asked him to do it. He goes, you could fix anything. Can you teach these kids what
to
do?
But is he teaching his players to snip the back of the tie to create a pocket square? Somebody get him on the horn.
It's like a Seinfeld episode. Everything comes full circle. Next. my radio idol, Howard Stern, reveals in his brand new book that he had a cancer scare. He thought he was going to die, and that is why, mysteriously, he missed that one day of work for the first time in his 30-plus years.
I remember that.
He just didn't show up, and everyone had all this speculation?
Yes. Oh, God bless him. That reminds me of my old boss, Imus, and I'm always praying for his health as well because he had cancer. All right, moving on. A little boy in Florida gaining some new friends after calling 911 because he was lonely. That's why he called 911.
Really?
The Tallahassee Police Department posted the touching details on Facebook saying one of their officers named Joe White caught wind of the phone call, so he drove to the little boy's house, gave him a stuffed animal, let him sit in his patrol car, also explained that 911 is usually just for emergencies, but Officer White now says that he is going to be that little boy's friend for the rest of his life.
That is so cool. I love it. Next, I'm relieved. Billy Bush, one of the most talented hosts out there, has got a new job. He's heading back to television.
Good.
3 years after he paid the price for a tape that almost destroyed the candidacy of Donald J. Trump. He will be on the new remake of the syndicated show Extra called Extra Extra.
Good.
It's called
a
reboot.
I'm so glad. He was such unnecessary collateral damage in that whole thing. I wish him the best of luck.
He says that he's grown up a lot, and he looks forward to being better than ever.
Good for him, and you are better than ever.
Oh, thank you. Carly Shimkus, she said that off script. She wasn't even reading. That's not even a news story. So we do know more.
We do.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.